I'm just saying. Take me out to the ball game. In God we trust. No. Everybody else pay cash. Take me out to the crowd.
Right hander is set. Pitch. It's going to be right down Broadway. Now we'll run deuces on the board. Two balls, two strikes, two outs.
That way all the time. You know, I mean, it's not like the kids are getting younger or anything like that. Somebody's got to be doing good because some of us are doing bad. So it's just a matter of putting things together. And there's a lot of ball games left. Just trying to stay in a positive light and focus on the improvement every day.
When it comes to outs, they don't care about the radar gun. They don't care about how much your breaking ball breaks. Outs are outs. And, you know, he's really figured out, like I said, how to get outs and how to pitch. He does a great job of it.
It's totally different. I mean, you get in a game situation, the momentum, the adrenaline, everything, it changes a little bit. Inter squads get kind of old after a while when you play 12 things. Inter squad, everybody kind of starts focusing on other things. But I like playing games rather than inter squad. That's the difference of big leaguers. They play games to get ready. I mean, that makes kids better about playing live games.
Trace Amigos Chinese Buffet Restaurant.
It's nice to know you burped, Webster.
Yeah! To the ball game. Take me out to the ground.
Rounding third is Ray. Here's the throw. And a high hopper over the third baseman. Vega the shortstop. What a play by Vega. And he nips the speedy right at the bag at first base. Oh my.
Good day.
Whoever takes 2 out of 3 is going to win the conference and get that number one seed. And that's what Region 14 is all about, is stiff competition, great baseball, and you know, knowing that you're in it and going into the last weekend before the regional tournament, 2 weeks away, 3 weeks away from achieving something big.
Tonight's broadcast is under the direction and is copywritten by the Texas Sports Radio Network. Any rebroadcast, retransmission, use of sound bites and interviews, any illegal theft of signal or attachment of use of the audio and video streams and all associated files, and any and all other use of the accounts of this broadcast, both audio and video, without the direct written consent and permission by the Texas Sports Radio Network is strictly prohibited and protected by federal law and copyright laws. All rights are reserved by the Texas Sports Radio Network and TSRNSports.com.
Baseball fans of all ages, welcome inside the broadcast booth here from Phillips Field in Alvin, Texas, as we get ready for some NJCAA Region 14 baseball right here on the Texas Sports Radio Network. How are you? Good afternoon to you. We've got I could call it gorgeous if I wanted to stretch it a little bit, but it is a partly cloudy day. We'll get to the weather a little bit later on, but it is opening day, and many of you, this is your favorite day of the year, and I'm certainly glad to be along with you for it. We'll have Alvin in Brookhaven coming up next. It is a 9-inning affair, and we'll talk to both head coaches on the other side of this break. Thank you for listening to TSRNSports.com.
Is a legendary Texas Sports Radio Network, the leader in sports broadcasting and the number one sports network in Houston and in Texas. Now celebrating 27 years of broadcast excellence. TSRN, your award-winning network, presents Region 14 JUCO Athletics.
Tonight's game is brought to you by Mainly Sandwiches. Franchises are now available. Call 713-942-2150. Don McGill Toyota, Katy. Who will? Don McGill will. Rudy's Barbecue. Country Store and Barbecue, next in line. Octane Energy Drink, the ultimate all-in-one energy drink mix. The United States Marine Corps, the few, the proud, the Marines. Joe Myers Toyota, where smart buyers shop Joe Myers. Earl Campbell Sausage, a true Texas legend, take some home tonight. Westside Chevrolet, the smart way to buy is at Westside Chevy. Domino's Pizza, oh yes we did. Altex Electronics, what you need when you need it. Barcelona Sporting Goods, your athletic outfitters since 1956. TSRN Social Networks, tweet, text, and Facebook, and get TSRN notifications. Associated Credit Union of Texas, saving, checking, loans, we've got that. Red Hoss Nissan on 249, we've got it all in Tomball. Economic Alliance of the Houston-Port Region, setting economies in motion. TSRN on the go. Download TSRN smartphone app and take TSRN everywhere you are, on the go. And by the Texas Sports Network and its affiliated companies, TSN, TSRN, TSRN The Deuce, the Premium Channel, and TSRN TV. We didn't invent sports broadcasting. We make it better. Now, here's TSRN's Adrian Holden.
Hey, that's me. It is I, Adrian Holden, the greatest of all part-time. Thank you for tuning in with us here on a Friday afternoon. We've got some baseball headed your direction, but before we can get the first pitch, we've got to talk to the coaches, Coach Schreiber and Coach Raines, coming up right now on TSRN. It's time once again for the Coach Speaks, brought to you by Barcelona Sporting Goods, your athletic outfitter since 1956. Down in the dugout for the first time this season. Still a little strange for me. I'm still trying to get used to basketball season down here with Coach Schreiber of the Alvin Dolphins. Coach, and happy opening day to you.
Yeah, happy opening day to you. It's a good day today. Got good wind, good day, good sun today.
Yeah, that's good. The sun's out. I mean, it's a little chilly. We Texans down here, once the barometer, the thermometer rather, gets below 60 degrees, we're all freezing. So it should be a nice cool day, no rain, which is the best. And you guys are ready to hit some balls around the yard. Coach, how are the guys looking here in advance of game number one?
They're looking good. Now we're excited to get going here. I feel like we have a good mix of sophomore and freshman guys, and our sophomore guys are really doing a good job leading us, leading our younger guys. So it's I'm excited to get things started here.
What's been the most fun about getting ready? I mean, a lot of times at fall ball, of course, can get really tedious and monotonous sometimes, even for a coach who's trying to make sure the guys get a hold of the details. What's been the most fun part of the whole experience so far for you this year?
Really, it's just the guys have really bought into what we're doing. So it's not a fight to get these guys to do what we want them to do. I mean, all these guys have come in and embraced the Alvin way, and, you know, we feel good about what we got here.
Well, you got a lot of guys coming from lots of talented places, a lot of talented guys coming from good programs, whether they're transferring in or coming out of high school. How difficult is that as a JUCO coach? We got guys really turning over a lot from year to year. How difficult is that to really imprint your mark on a new group of guys?
It's not that difficult when you pick the right guys. When you find guys that, you know, believe in what you're doing and are coachable, it's not hard. But, you know, when you got guys that kind of fight what you're doing, kind of want to do it their own way, then, yeah, it is difficult.
You mentioned some of the sophomores that have come back. I see their names on the roster, guys that had success last year, had success during the tournament last year. How are your returning sophomore class looking?
Returning sophomore class is looking really, really good. We've seen some really good things out of Sean Cannell. We've seen some good things out of Ryan Benavides. And the leadership of those guys has been a really good thing for our program. We've got a couple catchers here that have started doing a really good job of leading the ball club. Garrett Gray, a transfer from Tulane, and Zane Willems. He was here in 2015, had an arm injury, so we're glad to have him back this year.
Been a lot of hype around your sophomore outfielder. Transfer in. Is he worth all the hype? I mean, you know, a lot of times those guys get a lot of talk, and he's like, okay, the guy gets here, he's like, oh, okay, Tarzan, the whole Tarzan Jane situation. How's he looking?
He's looking good. But Corey Gale can swing the bat. He hit some balls the other day in BP that, I mean, just kind of drop your jaw. So, but he's a good kid. He does what we ask him to do.
Well, Coach, who are you going to start today against Brookhaven?
We're starting Noah Sills. He was a starter for us last year. He pitched big innings for us in the regional tournament. He's kind of a softer throwing lefty. He's not going to run and light up the radar gun, but he does. He mixes it up well. He spots the fastball where he wants to, and can mix it up well and competes, really competes and controls the game for us.
One thing I remember about Sills, you said he doesn't throw hard, not a really big guy, not incredibly imposing, but he really hits his spots well, changes speeds well, and if I recall, a really good breaking ball?
He does have a good breaking ball. He can, he's got two breaking balls, a Big 12-6 curveball and a slider that he can hit both sides of the plate with. Good changeup. The fastball command is, I think, what makes him special.
Well, Coach, I'm glad to see that I haven't annoyed you thoroughly, and we'll do it again in a couple weeks.
Absolutely. Look forward to it.
All right. That's Coach Jason Schreiber right here on the pregame show. A man of few words, very concise and to the point. Love this guy. Be back in a moment on TSRNSports.com.
Westside Chevrolet is closing out the 2016 model year with incredible deals. Now get an additional 16% cash back off of MSRP, plus manufacturer rebates on the 2016 Malibu. That's a total discount of up to $9,000. Find new roads and save at Westside Chevrolet. Westside Chevrolet is closing out the 2016 model year with incredible deals. Now get an additional 16% cash back off of MSRP, plus manufacturer rebates on the 2016 Cruze. That's a total discount of up to $8,000. Find new roads and save at Westside Chevrolet.
It's time once again for the Coach Speaks, brought to you by the United States Marines, the few, the proud, the Marines. Pleased to be joined here on the pregame show by the head coach of Brookhaven College. He is Brandon Raines, no relation. How you doing, Coach?
I'm doing great. Happy to be here.
Absolutely. We've got our heads on a collective swivel over here. You see, I'm standing real close to you. It's not because you smell good. It's because I'm going to use you as a human shield should an orb come this direction. I've got a little bit of trauma in my past.
Yeah, that'll happen. You got to pay attention when you walk out on the field. There are a lot of baseballs going around.
Coach, happy opening day to you as we're getting ready here. It's a gorgeous January morn, not too chilly, probably a little warmer down here than it is in your neck of the woods.
Yeah, we're happy to be down here. We have some great weather and some good wind blowing out, so hopefully we'll hit the baseball.
Coach, you guys been a pretty good outfit out that direction for quite some time, representing NJCAA Region 5. And what is your thoughts on the progression of your squad from last year through fall ball into now opening day?
Won't you ask me that again in about 4 hours, and I'll kind of let you know. No, we've had a good group. We played well last year. We got a lot of returners off a regional finalist team. We brought in some solid transfers, and has some pretty good arms. So. We'll see what happens.
Coach, you got a lot of names on here that even I recognize as somebody who spends a lot of time out in Region 3 in the UIL. It's stacked roster, Coach. How you feeling about your guys?
Oh, I love them. They're a great group of guys. They work hard together. They're from all over. We got guys from Puerto Rico. We got Houston. We got Austin. We got East Texas. We got West Texas. We got Dallas. I mean, we're a very good draw for kids to go to school.
Yeah, Coach, you even got a kid over here from New York. Oh, my goodness. We got to keep our eyes out of those guys from New York out here. So, Coach, if you had to put descriptive terms to them, how would you describe what's Brookhaven baseball?
Two-strike brawlers. They're competitors. They play hard. They play well together. And don't try to do too much at the plate. They just get up there and grind. Got a great group of grinders.
Who are the guys you're going to be looking to, those sophomore leaders you're going to be looking to carry you guys this year?
Well, we got Dylan Kieran Massey returning. We got Dylan Palmer who will be on the mound today. We've got Colin Miner, who's just been killing the baseball lately. Those guys are along with Hunter Hammonds. Those are going to be our top guys. And we got a bunch of good freshmen who are already playing like sophomores. So we're very excited about our opportunity.
Tell me a little bit more about that starter, Coach.
Dylan Palmer Doug Palmer. He is committed to Lamar already. Big right-handed pitcher, 88 to 90. Good breaking ball. Throws a lot of strikes. He can be dominant at times. So we're hoping for the best. He's probably going to go about 3 to 4 innings and then see what happens.
Coach, thanks for your time. Good luck this afternoon.
Absolutely. Thanks for having us.
All right, that's Coach Brandon Rank right here on the pregame show. We'll be back in a moment on TSRNSports.com.
We expect a lot from the teams we give our loyalty to. We expect them to play through the pain, leave it on the field, and give 110%, even though that's impossible. Yet when it comes to the banks we give our money to, we expect less than we do of the backup punter. At Frost, we want to change the way you think about banks entirely by never stopping when it comes to giving you our very best. And if you need to armchair quarterback us sometime, go for it. It'll only make us better. See what you can expect at frostbank.com/expect more.
Need a new computer or network equipment right now and at a great price? Go to Altex Computers and Electronics, located on 290 West at West Street in Jersey Village. From individual parts to complete systems, networking components to thousands of cables, connectors to backup power protection, Altex meets your need. If your computer or notebook needs an upgrade or repair, Altex has great techs that can get you back up and running fast. Altex has what you need when you need it. Altex, 290 West at West Street in Jersey Village, or online at altex.com.
1, 2. I'm in love with a man named Rudy. I'm okay with that. He knows exactly what I want. He keeps me coming back. Cooks breakfast, lunch, and dinner for me. Does the dishes too. I'm in love with a man named Rudy. Last name Barbecue. It sure is easy to fall in love with Rudy's tasty oak smoked barbecue.
Next in line.
Toyota-thon is on at Joe Myers Toyota. Lease a new 2017 Corolla L for only $99 a month. New 2017 Camry LEs for only $139 a month. New 2017 Tacoma Access Cab SRs for only $129 a month. New 2016 Tundra Double Cab SRs for only $199 a month. And new 2017 RAV4 LEs for only $169 a month. All require a 24-month lease. We're one of Toyota's top 20 selling dealers in the country because price makes a difference at Joe Myers Toyota on Highway 290, exit Eldridge.
Smart buyers shop Joe.
For details, visit JoeMyersToyota.com.
TSRN and Houston 5A Baseball, the two biggest, most popular, and the best in promoting the national pastime, are teamed up again to bring you the most exciting season of high school and college baseball yet. With Houston 5A Baseball, you get the latest news, scores, Houston game stories, pictures, and more. Plus, on game night, TSRN provides exclusive play-by-play coverage from around the greater Houston area and Texas. Don't miss a single pitch, inning, or game this season. Go ahead, improve your game with both Houston 5A Baseball and TSRN. It's like you're in the game.
There are those who dedicate themselves to a sense of honor, to a life of courage, and a commitment to something greater than themselves. They have always defended this nation and each other. They still do. The few, the proud, the Marines.
The game of football parallels the game of life. Few sports require more heart, determination, and persistence. Like in life, when you're knocked down, you have to be able to get back up and try harder the next time. Unfortunately, some players have not been able to get back up due to catastrophic injury they sustained playing a game they love. Now there is help. The Gridiron Heroes Spinal Cord Injury Organization was started to provide help for these brave young men. Gridiron Heroes now needs you to lend a hand to help these young men be successful in the game of life. To learn more, contact Gridiron Heroes at 210-566-6108 or visit gridironheroes.org.
Don McGill Toyota of Katy.
At Don McGill Toyota of Katy, we want to be your first choice for all your Toyota needs. From sales to service, we will treat you like you deserve to be treated. With great deals being made every day, we are just a short drive from anywhere. So, whether you are in Cinco Ranch, Kane Island, Seven Meadows, or anywhere near Katy, give us a chance to earn your business. Find us online at toyotaofkaty.com, and remember,
if it's a deal you chase, an exit I-10 in Mason to Don McGill Toyota of Katy.
You're listening to TSRN's award-winning baseball coverage and TSRN On the Go. Download it. Take it with you in your car, at home, at work, and at the game.
This is Texas Sports on the Texas Sports Radio Network.
One box combo, please.
At Raising Cane's, we do one thing, and we do it better than anyone else. So why not let our food do the talking? We hand mix our sauce in our restaurants every day, and our chicken is hand breaded when you order. Our Texas toast is grilled with just the right amount of butter and garlic. Top it all off with a fresh squeezed lemonade. Our box combo really speaks for itself. Raising Cane's, only the best chicken finger meals. One love.
It's that time of year. Kick off this football season at Barcelona Sports as we celebrate our 60th year in business. Barcelona Sports offers the largest selection of football equipment and performance apparel from your favorite brands like Nike, Shot, Under Armour, Wilson, and more. Personalized customer service is our specialty. We custom fit every athlete with two locations at 9999 West Sam Houston Parkway North and 10405 Katy Freeway. Barcelona Sports is your destination for high-performance team gear. Visit us at barcelonasports.com.
Have you guys seen the new 2017 Mazdas? Well, these cars are tremendous. Now, I went by to see my buddies at Joe Myers Mazda, drove the Mazda 6, Mazda 3, and the CX-5, and boy, let me tell you, those are some fine driving machines. My car needed to be serviced, and Joe Myers Mazda always makes it so convenient. I can schedule my appointment online, and the customer service is top-notch. Now, if you're in the market for a brand-new car or SUV, take my advice and go see Ralph Samuel and my buddies at Joe Myers Mazda at Highway 290. In the Beltway, and you won't be disappointed. And tell them Lynn Michaels sent you.
Well, welcome back. Adrian Holden here with you. Thank you for listening to the pregame show brought to you by Houston Community College. Start here and go anywhere. It is opening day here in Alvin, and both teams are set to take the field. The Alvin Dolphins all gathered around first base for the breakdown, and the Brookhaven Bears getting ready to come on out to the plate and start this ball game off. How are you guys doing this afternoon? Your starting lineups are brought to you by Alltex Electronics, what you need when you need it. And your first pitch also brought to you by Alltex Electronics. First off, offensively, for your batting order, I should say, for the Brookhaven College Baseball Bears, coached by Brandon Raines. They'll send Browning Hauser to the plate first. He wears number 13 and plays third base. Number 9, Carlos Reyes Jr. will bat second and play second. Anthony Orta is the center fielder, and he'll bat third. Colin Miner, the first baseman, will bat cleanup. Dylan Palmer, the catcher, will bat fifth. Hunter Hammonds, the shortstop, will bat sixth. Kyle Kincaid, the left fielder, will also bat seventh. Dylan Cure, the catcher, will bat eighth. And Alex Massey, the right fielder, will bat ninth and play the nine. Dunk Palmer is the pitcher for Brookhaven here on opening day. Defensively for Alvin, they'll look like this. They've got Almaguer over at first, Correa at second. Ward is the shortstop, Cuevas at third. Alexander, the left fielder. Sean Cannell is the center fielder. Ryan Benavides, the right fielder. Zane Williams behind the plate. And Noah Seals, one of a couple of Hawaiians. One of a trio of Hawaiians will be on the hill for Coach Schreiber and company. Brookhaven, they've got on black shirts with, looks like black numerals, yellow trim around the numerals, little green on the back of the jersey, white pants. Alvin ice white, top and bottom. Alvin in brick red across the chest. Orange numerals, black trim. We gotta switch the glove out here, huh? Out there with his, Noah's out there with his practice glove. Gotta get his real glove out there. Make sure we got the wardrobe taken care of, our sartorial discussion. Oh, the lids, yes, Alvin, the black hats with the brick red A on the front, which if someone could get me, I could stop walking around with this Langham Creek hat I've been wearing. All the Deer Park players reminded me of. First pitch on the way, swung on and fouled back up and out of play, and we are underway. Browning Hauser takes the first pitch foul. And it's 0-1. Noah Sills, the lefty, sets and fires, swing and a miss. 0-2. Sills doesn't throw very hard, but he does hit his spots and change speeds. He's got a couple of breaking balls, a curveball and a slider that he uses to great effect. Swing and a miss on the 0-2 pitch. Three pitches, three strikes, and Noah Sills strikes out Browning Hauser.
And that strikeout will be brought to you by Frost Bank. So one down. That'll bring up Carlos Reyes Jr. Carlos, a sophomore, fouls the first pitch back. 0-1. Half inning being brought to you in part by Rudy's Barbecue, Country Store and Barbecue next in line. Coming set is Sills, the 0-1. Little wiggle. Do that look like a little two-seam action on that pitch, but it's a little too low. Ball one. Sills comes set. Lefty-lefty matchup here. The pitch misses outside. 2-1. Reyes from Trujillo Alto, Puerto Rico, by way of Timber Creek High School. The 2-1. Swung on, slapped to first. Almaguer has it, and he'll take care of himself. Three unassisted. Two down. I'll make sure we're not falling victim to auto theft here in Alvin. So was car alarm going off over there. I'm again trying to tuck in behind the opposing team's bus, so hopefully I won't get hit. Here's a swing, and speaking of getting hit, the catcher, Zane Willems, takes the foul ball off his face mask. Umpire jumps out to give him some time. You'll see that unspoken bond between the men wearing masks behind the plate. 0-1 to Anthony Orta. Sills comes set, the pitch. Swing and a miss. 0-2. Anthony Orta, also out of Timber Creek High School, also from Trujillo Alto, Puerto Rico. I'm sensing a pattern. This might have a pipeline coming into Timber Creek. I don't want to launch an investigation. Here's the 0-2. Breaking ball, slapped to first. Nice job there by Almaguer to hang back on the second bounce. It's a fair ball. He'll take care of it himself, three unassisted. So three up, three down here, a 12-pitch inning for Sills. And he manages to get through the first half unscathed. We'll go to the bottom of the first with Alvin coming up to bat first here on opening day from Alvin, Texas on TSRNSports.com.
Get out and enjoy the heart of Katy in historic downtown Katy, Texas. You'll find everything you need to relax and recharge with food and fun for the entire family. Enjoy the best of both worlds in the City of Champions, Katy, Texas. For more information, go to cityofkaty.com. The next time you stay to play in Katy, Texas, plan your stay at the Spring Hill Suites by Marriott at Katy Mills Mall. Call 281-644-4455. The City of Katy, home of champions.
I'm working on my engineering degree for UT Tyler here in Houston at HCC.
Houston Community College has partnerships with Texas A&M and the University of Texas Tyler that allow our students to earn their four-year engineering degrees either partially or fully in Houston.
HCC has a great program, wonderful teachers, small classes, amazing facilities, and I'll end up with my bachelor's degree for only $20,000.
Enroll today. For more info, visit hccs.edu/COE. Click on engineering.
Westside Chevrolet is closing out the 2016 model year with incredible deals. Now get an additional 16% cash back off of MSRP, plus manufacturer rebates on the 2016 Malibu. That's a total discount of up to $9,000. Find new roads and save at Westside Chevrolet. Westside Chevrolet is closing out the 2016 model year with incredible deals. Now get an additional 16% cash back off of MSRP, plus manufacturer rebates on the 2016 Cruze. That's a total discount of up to $8,000. Find new roads and save at Westside Chevrolet.
We expect a lot from the teams we give our loyalty to. We expect them to play through the pain, leave it on the field, and give 110%, even though that's impossible. Yet when it comes to the banks we give our money to, we expect less than we do of the backup punter. At Frost, we want to change the way you think about banks entirely by never stopping when it comes to giving you our very best. And if you need to armchair quarterback us sometime, go for it. It'll only make us better. See what you can expect at frostbank.com/expectmore.
Bottom of the first here in Alvin. The Dolphins will be coming to bat first. They'll send Juan Correa up to bat, playing second. He'll be followed up by Ryan Benavides, who had an incredible season at the plate last year for Alvin. Then batting third, Sean Cannell. Bakari Gale will bat cleanup. Ruben Almaguer will bat fifth. Troy Alexander will bat sixth. Eric Cuevas, the third baseman, will bat seventh. Zane Williams, the catcher, will bat eighth. And Jermaine Ward, the shortstop, will bat ninth. First man up, Juan Correa, facing off against Doug Palmer. First pitch from the right-hander is slapped down the first baseline, deep down the line, and foul, out of play, 0-1. So a long strike there for Correa. Juan Correa, another Puerto Rican player. He's out of the Puerto Rican Baseball Academy. Here's the 0-1 pitch from Palmer. It's a fastball. It misses away, 1-1. Lots of good Puerto Rican players here in the area, or in the region, I should say, both in Region 14 and in Region 5. Here's a 1-1 pitch. Swung on. That's hit in the air to center field, drifting back over the head of the center fielder. Bangs off the base of the wall. Going to be extra bases here for Juan Correa. A double to start off his season. And the throw is still rolling around the infield. It must have banged off of a base and then hit the front rail of the Brookhaven dugout. But it's an extra base hit for Juan Correa. And that'll bring up Ryan Benavides. So Benavides' first at bat is going to be with a man in scoring position. And I'm sure that that excites him greatly. So Ryan Benavides, left-handed stick, the right-handed arm of Doug Palmer. Palmer out of Denton Geyer High School in Denton, Texas. Very Texas-heavy Brookhaven roster. Got one Floridian, one New Yorker, and a few Puerto Ricans. Here's the pitch. Swung on, hit in the air, foul, look out, down the street. Not quite sure where that one landed, but it certainly will be a strike. Everybody taking a long look at it. Yeah, there it is in the ditch. So the count 0-1 to Benavides. Palmer, a long look at second. The pitch. That's too low. Nice job of smothering it behind the plank there by Dylan Cure. Your defensive alignment for Brookhaven. Cure behind the plate. Palmer on the hill. Colin Miner, Carlos Reyes Jr., Hunter Hammonds, and Browning Hauser, first to third. Kyle Kincaid, Anthony Orta, and Alex Massey, left to right. Time granted to Benavides at the plate. The count 1-1, and we have no score. First chance to bat here for Alvin Mann in scoring position. The 1-1 pitch catches the outside corner, strike two. The 1-1 pitch on the way. That's outside, ball two. 2-2. Count 2-2. Here's a pitch. Low. Outside, count runs full to Benavides. So Benavides is being very patient here. This will be pitch number 10 here for Palmer. Three, two. On the way. Swung on, he popped him up. Foul. Be careful here, all you patrons. Got one dad sitting at the picnic table over here. He was kept an eye on that one. He was, like me and that wasp earlier. There was occasional red wasps and yellow jackets coming around through here. You got to watch them. Count full the pitch. And that's low despite the frame job of Cure. Ball four. So two aboard now for Alvin. And that'll bring up Sean Cannell. And Sean had himself a whale of a second half of the season last year. One of those players had a decent tournament as well. Cannell will step in at a Mid-Pacific High School in Honolulu. Two aboard, nobody out. Bottom of the first inning. One hit on the board. The inning opening double. The pitch swung on, smashed, foul. 0-1. Cannell just a little late on that one. Half inning being brought to you by Knight Engineering. When you want it done right, call Knight. And by the United States Marines, the few, the proud, the Marines, and by El Pollo Loco. So crazy, you can taste it. Got a new El Pollo Loco going up in Clear Lake right now. I thought it was open, but it is not. They're still finishing it up. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Swung on and fouled back again. 0-2. So Cannell, a couple of healthy hacks, but no hit to show. And he's behind in the count here, 0-2. Bottom of the first inning. Palmer checks the runner at second. That's Correa. Here's the pitch. That's way outside. Cure got a piece of it, and maybe just enough of it to cause some indecision out there at second bases. Correa only a few steps away. Didn't decide to try to run down to third. Would have been a close play. It'll just be a garden variety ball one. Count 1-2, nobody out here in the bottom of the first. Allen with a pair of runners aboard. Palmer checks. Here's the pitch. Check swing. It's ruled a ball. 2-2, no appeal. Thought for sure there'd be an appeal there. I'd like to assume that that was a vehicle of some sort. Everybody else was looking around. Are the wasps riding ATVs? What is happening? Well, what kind of vehicle that was? 2-2, nobody out. Palmer to pitch. Swung on down the line, foul. As Cannell trying to straighten one out here. He's hit the ball hard twice. Just not between the lines of chalk. Half inning being brought to you in part by Raising Cane's of Houston, One Love. Palmer out of Denton Geyer. Comes set. Slightly open stance here from Sean Cannell. Correa, healthy lead at second. The pitch swung on up the middle. Fielded to second for one, to first for two. 4-6-3 double play. Reyes Hammonds Minor. Correa will make his way up to third, but Cannell grounds into a double play. And I'll bring up Bakari Gale. Bakari Gale, interesting story. Young man of Stone Mountain, Georgia. There's been a lot of hype around this kid. We're going to find out how much of it is worth here, because we got a man at third base with two outs. First pitch from Palmer. Breaking ball taken for a strike. Gale was locked in pregame. Oh, one pitch from Palmer. slider misses, 1-1. That's the first two breaking balls, well, first two sliders we've seen from Palmer. One pitch. Breaking ball, he fouled it off. 1-2. So Palmer here, after allowing the first two runners aboard, one strike away from getting out of the inning unscathed. Count 1-2 with two outs. Runner at third base. And Gale granted time, and Palmer goes about a goes almost to a step, cuts off his motion. And we'll reset. Half inning being brought to you in part by Barcelona Sporting Goods, your athletic outfitter since 1956. The 1-2. Strike call. Have a seat, sir. So Palmer wins the first battle between him and Gale. And he gets himself out of trouble. That'll end the inning. No runs, one hit. No errors, one left. We'll go to the top of the second. Still scoreless here in Alvin on TSRNSports.com.
Some say a dog is man's best friend. But I tell you what, boys, you better think again. 'Cause there ain't nothing better than some cows, pigs, and turkeys too. I love to cover them in sauce down at Rudy's Barbecue.
Bring all your friends to Rudy's for some tasty oak smoke barbecue.
Next in line.
Need a new computer or network equipment right now and at a great price? Go to Altex Computers and Electronics, located on 290 West at West Street in Jersey Village. From individual parts to complete systems, networking components to thousands of cables, connectors to backup power protection, Altex meets your need. If your computer or notebook needs an upgrade or repair, Altex has great techs that can get you back up and running fast. Altex has what you need when you need it. Altex, 290 West at West Street in Jersey Village, or online at altex.com.
Toyotathon is on at Joe Myers Toyota. Lease a new 2017 Corolla for only $99 a month. New 2017 Camry LEs for only $139 a month. New 2017 Tacoma Access Cab SRs for only $129 a month. New 2016 Tundra Double Cab SRs for only $199 a month. And new 2017 RAV4 LEs for only $169 a month. All require a 24-month lease. For one of Toyota's top 20 selling dealers in the country.
Welcome back in. Top of the second inning, first pitch from Sills is low and in for ball number one. First man up here, Colin Miner. The count 0-1. And time granted at the plate to Miner. Sills, a 1-2-3 inning in the top half as he got Hauser, Reyes, and Orta. He struck out Hauser. Lefty-righty matchup. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball. Swing and a miss. 0-2. No! Count 0-2. Just had our booth here blessed by the presence of one Mark Berman. The 0-2. Breaking ball. Strike called. Have a seat, sir. Can I help you? No thanks. I'm just looking. Miner will go down the way of the K. That strikeout is brought to you by Houston 5A Baseball. Did you guys not know who that was?
No.
It's like it's one of the greatest sports reporters this city's ever seen, man. If there's been a story that's been broken in Houston, that guy, until he says it, it's not real. Lefty-lefty matchup here. Next man up, swing and a miss, Dylan Palmer. He can't connect. Big, healthy swing there out of Dylan. I'd like to say that Dylan and Douglas are brothers. Seems reasonable. 0-1 pitch. Outside corner, 0-2. So Sills now had a 12-pitch first inning. Three pitches to Miner. And now two more to Palmer. Here's the 0-2. Outside. Ball one. Digging in, Palmer. The 1-2 pitch swung on. That looks like it might be a base hit, and it will be. Into center field in front of Sean Cannell. A base knock. Way to keep working there by Palmer. It's part of that being aggressive with two strikes mentality that Coach Raines was talking about in the pregame. Two-strike battlers, I believe, is the way he phrased it. And that certainly was. Down 1-2 there. Staying inside the ball and doing something with it. So now a base knock for Palmer will bring up Hunter Hammonds. There's a swing on the first pitch. It's high. It's out of play. Benavidez, Almaguer gave it a look. Count 0-1. Runner now at first base. That's Palmer. First hit of the ball game for the Bears. Sills checks the runner. Here's the pitch. It's outside. Ball one. Does not appear that our friend, Mr. Palmer, over there at first base, is much of a threat to run. Appears to be built for comfort. Power hitter. 1-1. Swung on, chopper to the mound. Sills has it. He only wants one. He'll throw to first and get Hammonds, fielder's choice there. Palmer will advance to second. They got just enough of it. That was like a swinging bunt right there. Good job, though, by Cannell to field his position. He'll get Hammonds 1-3 for out number two. Palmer to second. Here comes Kyle Kincaid. Kincaid at Lavernia High School in Lavernia, Texas. He's a 5'10", 185-pound freshman. So I'm sure he's going to enjoy his debut here today. Bright green bat, bright green handle on the bat. Here's the pitch. Swung on, hitting the air to left field. Don't think it's going to carry. Drifting back, Alexander. He came and let it fall in front of him. Did he lose it? Oh, dear. A run will score as Alexander let the pop fly fall in front of him. I got to give him an error for that. I got to give him a hit. I guess he never made a play on it, so. Goodness gracious, it's going to be an RBI for Kincaid. Palmer comes in to score the game's first run. And that'll bring up Dylan Cure. And that misses. Ball one. Now, I listed Palmer as a catcher because he plays catcher. I think he's a DH today. Here's a 1-0 pitch. Swing and a miss. One and one to Dylan Cure. Cure out of Keller, Texas. Keller Central High School. Runner at first base. 1-0 to score. Pitch on the way. It's outside. Ball two. So Troy Alexander out there in left made an atypical mistake. Here's a 2-1. Swing and a miss. 2-2. Half inning being brought to you by the City of Katy, home of champions. And by Texas Tech Deliveries, dedicated to cotton, committed to Texas. Throw over to first is nominal. Nothing doing. Count still 2-2. So Kincaid is blessed with an RBI single. He stands at first. Brookhaven, a 1-0 lead. The pitch, runner going, swung on, fouled back. Kincaid will sprint back. We're in the top of the second inning, two down. Brookhaven on top, 1-0. The pitch. Swing and a miss. He got him. Strikeout brought to you by the U.S. Marines, the few, the proud, the Marines. So good job there to come back in the inning and finish it off there with a strikeout. But a run does come in on the bloop from Kincaid. And the Bears have a 1-0 lead on Alvin. Back in a moment, 5, 6, and 7 due up for the Dolphins on TSRM.
It's a game of life. Few sports require more heart, determination, and persistence. Like in life, when you're knocked down, you have to be able to get back up and try harder the next time. Unfortunately, some players have not been able to get back up due to catastrophic injury they sustained playing a game they love. Now there is help. The Gridiron Heroes Spinal Cord Injury Organization was started to provide help for these brave young men. Gridiron Heroes now needs you to lend a hand to help these young men be successful in the game of life. To learn more, contact Gridiron Heroes at 210-566-6108 or visit gridironheroes.org.
Don McGill Toyota of Katy.
At Don McGill Toyota of Katy, we want to be your first choice for all your Toyota needs. From sales to service, we will treat you like you deserve to be treated. With great deals being made every day, we are just a short drive from anywhere. So, whether you are in Cinco Ranch, Kane Island, Seven Meadows, or anywhere near Katy, give us a chance to earn your business. Find us online at toyotaofkaty.com and remember,
if it's a deal, you're chasing exit I-10 and Mason to Don McGill Toyota of Katy.
They came from every corner of the country, from small towns and big cities. But they all shared one thing in common. They belonged to a family called Marines. A tough and determined few, dedicated to protecting everything we hold sacred. And still, they come. Celebrate the history of those proud few.
Welcome back in. First pitch is a breaking ball right down the middle for a strike as we're back to action. And my first name correction of the year. Forgive me, Mr. Correa. That is an E. My eyes have deceived me. Here's the 0-1 pitch. That's a slider rule to strike. Almaguer not particularly enthused with that call. Count 0-2, first man up in the bottom of the second. The pitch from Palmer outside, ball one. So Correa led off the ball game with a double, a walk to Benavidez, and then they were left stranded after the double play and the strikeout. And now 1-2 to Almaguer. The pitch swung on, grounded right to second base. Reyes up with it, throw to first in time. For the out, 4-3 on the putout. That'll bring up Troy Alexander. Troy is going to be looking to try to get some get back now. After he lost that fly ball, he didn't even make a play on it. He just fell in front of him. After it looked like he was going to be able to field it rather easily. Here's the pitch. Low and in, ball one to Alexander. Alexander out of Missouri City. Outside, ball two. Count 2-0. Here's the pitch, swung on, and Alexander fouled it off of himself. 2-1. Count 2-1. We got all kinds of folks out here checking out some baseball. Folks got to get their baseball jones on. This is a quick place to get it. Here's the 2-1. Inside and low, and it's going to go all the way back to the backstop, 3-1. So, and Mark Berman came in here asking about the first hit of the ball game, and that Carlos Correa in the house. So, everybody, run out here right now and come bother Carlos and get an autograph. I'm sure he'll love that. I'm a snitch. You can't, well, can't tell me nothing, man. Can't tell me nothing. I'm not a snitch. Count 3-1. One out. More like the town crier. It's not the same thing. 3-1 pitch from Palmer. And it's a 5-pitch walk. So Alexander will draw a walk and go down to first base, and that'll bring up Eric Cuevas. Half inning being brought to you by the TSRN social networks. Tweet, Facebook, and like us, a real social network group. And just so you know, I know many of you listen to us on your phones. If you have an iPhone, you need to re-download the new TSRN Sports app for your iPhone. And we should have the Android situation all worked out here in the next few weeks. Runner at first base, Alexander. First pitch to Cuevas is low, ball one. So, yes, indeed, if you have the app already, maybe you haven't turned it on since last baseball season, you'll need to re-download it. Go ahead and if you open the app right now, the old app, it won't even work for you. Re-download the new application and enjoy. Count 1-0, throw over to first. Alexander will scramble back in safely. Palmer comes set. Going to throw back over to first again. And in safely is Alexander. Just to finish that thought, currently still, if you have an Android device, you can download the free TuneIn app. TuneIn. And then search TSRN as the 1-0 pitch is in. Flied into center field. Should be playable. Massey over, but he's called off by Orta, the center fielder, for out number two. So Cuevas is retired. That'll bring up Zane Willems. Well, you gotta have a fiddle in the band. That lead guitar is hot, but not for a Louisiana man. Everybody knows that. Well, here comes Zane. Every now and then my internet just comes screaming out. I love that song. Who doesn't like that song? Pitch on the way, breaking ball inside corner for a strike. Not altogether sure I'd be safe at places where they play that song, but that's another situation altogether. Yes, Lord. Counts 0-1, runner at first. Throw over. Did he get him? Oh, it was close. That ball was in glove and on hip, lightning quick. Count still 0-1. That was funny. I don't care who you are. Swing and a miss, 0-2. Runner at first base, Alexander. Here's the pitch from Palmer. Too tall. They're going to snap it down to first. And Alexander in safely. The throw from Cure. Not particularly accurate. Willems stands in 1-2. Two outs here. Runner at first base. That's Alexander. Palmer, the pitch. Swing and a miss. He got him swinging. That'll end the inning. The strikeout brought to you by Westside Chevrolet. The best way to buy is at Westside. No runs, no hits, no errors. A man left. We'll be back 9-1-2 due up for the Bears. And we return on TSRN.
This football season at Barcelona Sports. As we celebrate our 60th year in business, Barcelona Sports offers the largest selection of football equipment and performance apparel from your favorite brands like Nike, Shot, Under Armour, Wilson, and more. Personalized customer service is our specialty. We custom fit every athlete with two locations at 9999 West Sam Houston Parkway North and 10405 Katy Freeway. Barcelona Sports is your destination for high-performance team gear. Visit us at barcelonasports.com.
Have you guys seen the new 2017 Mazdas? Well, these cars are tremendous. Now, I went by to see my buddies at Joe Myers Mazda, drove the Mazda 6, Mazda 3, and the CX-5, and boy, let me tell you, those are some fine driving machines. My car needed to be serviced, and Joe Myers Mazda always makes it so convenient. I can schedule my appointment online, and the customer service is top-notch. Now, if you're in the market for a brand new car or SUV, take my advice and go see Ralph Samuel and my buddies at Joe Myers Mazda at Highway 290 in the Beltway, and you won't be disappointed. And tell them Lynn Michaels sent you. Strong offense and strong defense. That's how Delta Pine Bowl Guard 2X10 Flex varieties win this season. Varieties like DP1522B2XF, DP1549B2XF, and DP1646B2XF can provide the highest yield potential, premium fiber quality, and the most effective weed control solutions available. That's why Delta Pine is strong cotton. Delta Pine, dedicated to cotton, committed to Texas.
Welcome back in. Adrian Holden here with you. Noah Sills' first pitch of the top of the third is fouled away by Alex Massey. Count 0-1. Welcome back to Alvin, Texas. Alex Massey probably, just by looking at the two rosters, he should have the most fans here. 0-1 pitch swung on, fouled away. 0-2. Young Massey from Friendswood Clearbrook, right around the corner, down the street a ways. But I believe he's the closest to where we are on any of these rosters. 0-2. That's outside 1-2. There is no Alvin player on this team. Well, there's a Lamarck Diggison player, Hunter Honish. Here's a 1-2 pitch. Swung on, ground ball up the middle. It's through, a base hit for Massey. Young man from round the way gets himself a base hit. Number 9 hitter with the second hit of the day for the Bears. Yeah, other those two guys, I guess if we were ranking them, Hunter Honish is from Lamarck, but he went to Dickinson. Brooks closer. Clearbrook's closer. It's not even really a competition. I think he wins. Throw over first. Not in time. Fictional prizes, of course, that mean nothing. Browning Hauser struck out to start the ball game off. He was a part of that 1-2-3 first. Three hits on the board for the visiting Bears of Brookhaven. The pitch. Bunt being shown. Two-seamer breaks back across the inside corner for a strike. Hauser didn't like that at all. I think he was a little more frustrated. He didn't leave the bat in there trying to get a piece of that one. Count is 0-1. Sills comes set. The pitch. Like a changeup? The changeup. Strike called, 0-2. You could hear the incredulity in my voice because I was trying to guess. Here's the 0-2. Fastball swung on, hit in the air, tailing away from the center fielder. This could be trouble. This ball is carrying. This ball is gone. A deep drive to left central. Forgive me, right central. Cannell and Benavidez could only watch. Browning Hauser. It's a two-run home run. As Massey comes in to score after leading off the inning with a single, Hauser brings him in with a dinger. It's 3-0, Brookhaven. Pitch on the way, swung on, that's through. In the right, a base hit for Carlos Reyes. So three straight hits here off of Sills. And the Bears have it going here in the top of the third. Oh, after the base knock. Anthony Orta shows bunt, takes a strike. Nice pitch there from Sills. So a base knock by Alex Massey, followed up by the two-run shot by the leadoff man, Hauser. And the Reyes single leads us to Orta. 0-1 to Anthony. The throw over to first, not in time. Two runs on five hits to this point for Brookhaven. The pitch, breaking ball, inside corner. Orta tried to hang his shoulder in there, but it's 3-0. Did I say two? I meant to say three. I've been saying three. I looked up at the board. They haven't finished off the addition yet. Here's the 0-2. Swung on, fouled back. Count still hanging there at 0-2. Orta grounded out to first in his first at bat. Each of the gentlemen who were retired in their first at bat in the first inning have atoned to this point. The 0-2, outside-ish. 1-2. So you mean to tell me that guy's got is worth all that money and they didn't get him a seat? Y'all really making Carlos Correa stand up over there? Runner going, fouled off. Headed up. Watch out for the doggy. Oh, that was a little closer than it needed to be. Oh, no. Well, Anthony Orta, they would have called PETA and maybe even a local constabulary. And somebody walking a little weenie dog in a bright red shirt. That bright red shirt almost was full of baseball. Throw over the first, not in time. And a little track going around here. Oh, now we've got, see, they call the folks on Orta over here after almost assaulting that dog. Here's the pitch, breaking ball, beautiful curveball. Orta knew he was barbecued chicken before the ball even crossed the plate. Orta goes down looking. He'll be out number one here in the inning. He's 0-2 in the ball game, and here comes Colin Miner. Boy, that ball. It was one of those Bugs Bunny pitches. It just kept sliding across the plate ever so slowly. Here's a pitch, swing and a miss. Still working the slow stuff to Miner. Miner swung out, struck out looking in his first at bat. Score 3-0. Brookhaven on top. They've got a run here in the top of the second and two in the top of the third. Throw to first. Not in time. Count 0-1. One out. Pitch. Runner going. Breaking ball. Takes a bound at the plate that Willems has trouble securing. And basically a free bag here for Carlos Reyes. Count 1-1 to Colin Miner. One out. Runner now at second base. Brookhaven a 3-0 lead. Here's a 1-1 pitch, breaking ball outside, 2-1. Half inning being brought to you in part by Frost Bank of Houston, a bank built on the idea that the customer is always the MVP. The 2-1, breaking ball, strike call. That's 2-2. Still starts getting that breaking ball, starts hitting his spots for strikes. That's when he's really dangerous. Count 2-2, one out. Runner out there at second in scoring position is Carlos Reyes after the steal. Slightly open stance, waggling the back behind him is Miner, and now Sills will step off. I see more of you making your way in. Share the broadcast. Let folks know that normally listen on TSRN Sports. If you have the app, you'll need to re-download it for your iPhone. And if you have an Android device here for the next couple of weeks, you'll need to download the TuneIn app. TuneIn. 2-2 pitch.
swung on, foul back. Still 2-2. After you download said TuneIn app, search TSRN Sports, and then select Channel 11. I realize that that is rather wordy, but it's how we have to do business for right now. Count 2-2. Throw back to second. Back in safely there is Reyes. Half inning being brought to you by Houston. 6A Baseball, your Houston Baseball Authority. Shout out to Randy Byers and the good work that they do out there. Sills, the 2-2 pitch. Outside, 3-2. Miner struck out looking in his first at bat. Young man was at Cisco College last year. He's a redshirt sophomore. 6'3", 215. Count is full. A check of the runner at second. A secondary check at second. A swing and a miss on a slide piece. Strike three. Have a seat, Mr. Miner. He's got one swinging. He's got one looking. That's two outs here in the third. Strikeout brought to you by Joe Myers Toyota. So now a runner still at second with two outs. And an opportunity here for Dylan Palmer. Dylan singled and scored in the second inning. Single here could quite possibly bring in a fourth run of the ball game. Quick timeout given to Palmer. Dylan, a redshirt freshman, and Doug is a sophomore. Lefty matchup here, Sills and Palmer, the pitch. That's low, ball one. Half inning being brought to you by Joe Myers Mazda, home of the Deal Busters. Count 1-0, runner at second base. Two outs, top three. Opening day from Alvin. Here's the pitch. Swung on, hit in the air, carrying away from Alexander. Cannell over, but Alexander's going to reach up and grab it. And that'll be out number three. So Palmer flies out to left field to end the inning, but the two runs come in regardless. Alex Massey single, two runs shot by Browning Hauser. Has extended Brookhaven's lead to three. Back with the bottom of the third after this on TSRNSports.com.
I don't know. How about there? Ugh, that's 3 hours on a rowing machine. That place? Four on a treadmill. What about an extra CrossFit class?
How much is it to lick a postage stamp?
7 sit-ups. 12 with the envelope.
Instead of being consumed by calories, why not just start eating healthier? Pita Pit. Fresh thinking, healthy eating.
Pita Pit. Fresh grill, flavor filled at 12020 FM 1960, just east of Eldridge.
Westside Chevrolet is closing out the 2016 model year with incredible deals. Now get an additional 16% cash back off of MSRP, plus manufacturer rebates on the 2016 Malibu. That's a total discount of up to $9,000. Find new roads and save at Westside Chevrolet. Westside Chevrolet is closing out the 2016 model year with incredible deals. Now get an additional 16% cash back off of MSRP, plus manufacturer rebates on the 2016 Cruze. That's a total discount of up to $8,000. Find new roads and save at Westside Chevrolet.
We expect a lot from the teams we give our loyalty to. We expect them to play through the pain, leave it on the field, and give 110%, even though that's impossible. Yet when it comes to the banks we give our money to, we expect less than we do of the backup punter. At Frost, we want to change the way you think about banks entirely by never stopping when it comes to giving you our very best. And if you need to armchair quarterback us sometime, go for it. It'll only make us better. See what you can expect at frostbank.com/expectmore.
Jermaine Ward will lead things off here for the Dolphins. First pitch from Palmer, a fastball. Outside corner for a strike. This is Ward's first at bat, the number 9 hitter in the Alvin Dolphin lineup. The Dolphins need to get something going here.
Down 3-0. Here's the 0-1. Swung on, ground ball cue towards first. Going to be a tough play. The pitcher covering, and Ward not able to outrun him. A good job by the pitcher, Doug Palmer, building his position. Getting over to cover. That'll bring up Gene Carrera. He's looking for some money in here. He got a double in his first at bat. 3-1 on the ground out before of Ward. For those of you keeping score at home. First pitch swinging. Fair ball down the line. Gene Correa going to take a big old turnaround first. He's headed for third. Oh, he tripped around second base. And now he's back in. Oh, it should have been a triple. But Gene tripped around second base looking like our good buddy Altuve last year. Oh. So it'll be a double for Correa. Two doubles for him. Should have been a three-bagger. I'm going to bring up Benavidez, who's going to step up with probably the best 50 Cent song ever. I think that might be the best one. Some might say How to Rob, but that's neither here nor there. Don't want to delve into the hippity hops with folks, you know. It's a little sensitive around here. Correa at second after the double. Benavidez in a prime position here. Last time he drew a walk. Stands with the open stance. The pitch on the way. Swung on and fouled back. It's going to catch the top of the backstop on the way over. 0-1. Quick meeting between shortstop Hammonds and the pitcher Doug Palmer. Correa taking the lead off at second. The 0-1. Outside corner with the heat. I think Benavidez takes a swing at that 9 times out of 10. Runner at second. The 0-2. He tried it again. This time he misses outside with the fastball. Count 1-2, one out. Palmer taking his time. Benavidez back in. Here's a pitch, low and in, ball 2. So Benavidez took the walk his first time up. Then he was left, actually he was part of the double play that Cannell grounded into. He wants to move the runner up here though. One out, bottom 3. Dolphins trailing by 3 on opening day. Palmer comes set. Long look at second. The pitch. Swung on, chopped to first. Brought down, only one play. 3 unassisted at first base to get Benavidez. But it's going to move Correa up. So that'll bring up Sean Cannell. And I'm sure he'll be looking to atoned for the double play the first time up. Sean Cannell steps in. Right-handed stick. A little Bagwell in that stance. Here's the pitch. Swung on. Ground ball up the middle. A base hit. Correa comes in to score. RBI single for Cannell. 3-1. So Cannell squeezes the bat there, brings in the run, and gets the Dolphins on the board. I'll bring up Akari Gayle. So Akari Gayle now in a 3-1 ball game. The pitch swung on, tattooed into center field, but it's going to be playable for Anthony Orta, and he'll pick it off for out number three. So 0 for 2 goes Gayle. And that'll end the inning with a run comes in on two hits, no errors, and a man left. We'll go to the top of the fourth. Your score 3-1 on TSRNSports.com.
Need a new computer or network equipment right now and at a great price? Go to Altex Computers and Electronics, located on 290 West at West Street in Jersey Village. From individual parts to complete systems, networking components to thousands of cables, connectors to backup power protection, Altex meets your needs. If your computer or notebook needs an upgrade or repair, Altex has great techs that can get you back up and running fast. Altex has what you need when you need it. Altex, 290 West at West Street in Jersey Village, or online at altex.com.
TSRN and Houston 5A Baseball, the two biggest, most popular, and the best in promoting the national pastime, are teamed up again to bring you the most exciting season of high school and college baseball yet. With Houston 5A Baseball, you get the latest news, scores, Houston game stories, pictures, and more. Plus, on game night, TSRN provides exclusive play-by-play coverage from around the greater Houston area and Texas. Don't miss a single pitch, inning, or game this season. Go ahead, improve your game with both Houston 5A Baseball and TSRN. It's like you're in the game.
Top of the fourth inning, Brookhaven, a 3-1 lead over Alvin. Hunter Hammonds will come to the plate, be followed up by Kyle Kincaid and Dylan Cure, as the Bears will send 6, 7, and 8 to the plate here against Noah Sills. The left-hander comes set, first pitch, breaking ball, outside ball one to Hammonds. Hammonds grounded out in his first at bat. Here's a ground ball over the pitcher's mound, a base hit. A hard chopper. Base knock for Hammonds. That'll bring up Kyle Kincaid. Lead it first. Sills going to check him back in. So the score is 3-1. Scoreboard still says 2-1. Apparently, scoreboard is just not recognizing one of those runs. Didn't happen. Fake news. Here's a pitch. Sean Bunt. Pushed the bunt. Fouled away. Too much spin on the bunt. Oh, and 1 to Kincaid. Nobody out here, top four. 3-1, Brookhaven on top on opening day. Throw over again from Sills. Coach Raines with his hands in his back pocket over there, ambling between the dugout and the box. There's the pitch. Another bunt. It's in the air. It's Glove with one hand to throw down to first. Is in time. It's a double play. Yes or no? Yes, a double play. What a play that was. As the catcher, Zane Willem, able to pluck the bunt from the air and throw to Alma Garrett first. So the double play there is what, F2-3. First pitch is a strike to Cure, 0-1. So nice play there by Zane Willems.
The 0-1. Soft and low. 1-1. Here comes the 1-1. Breaking ball, fouled back. Two strikes to Dylan Cure. Cure struck out in his first at bat. Sure Sills would like for him to do it again. Half inning being brought to you by the Economic Alliance of the Houston Port Region, setting economies in motion. And by Octane Energy Drink, the ultimate all-in-one energy and sports drink mix. Order online at tsrnsports.com. The pitch, outside, ball two. Half inning also brought to you by Houston Community College. Start here and go anywhere. And by Joe Myers Toyota, where smart buyers shop Joe Myers. 2-2 with two outs, the pitch from Sills. Swung on, he fouled him off. And that's going to be deposited into the Alvin bullpen. Guys, that fan didn't work. Pitch on the way, swung on, fouled off. The AC's broke? Yeah, well, cracked his window, man. Count 2-2 with two outs. Nobody aboard. The Brookhaven Bears have a 3-1 advantage. Choking up on the bat. The pitch swung on, slapped in the left field. Alexander going back. It's high. It's off the base of the wall. Alexander has it rather quickly. Going to throw it into second. There will not be a play. That was a little late there. But a double off the wall for Dylan Cure. Well, he was choked up on the bat some serious. He was all here with it. Looked like a backhand in tennis the way he hit that thing down the line. Hit it in the air. And a pinch runner coming on now. Got a runner coming on. No, that is Cure. He just took off his accoutrement. Now to bring up Massey. Massey, a single to lead off the third inning, and he was brought in on the two-run home run by Browning Hauser. Now he's got a runner at scoring position. A pitch, check swing, full strike. Oh, and one to Massey. Seen this youngster play a lot of high school baseball. He was pretty good over there at old Clearbrook. Count 0-1. And Sills is going to look the runner back. There was no one covering, so no actual chance of him throwing the baseball. Seven hits on the board for Brookhaven here off of Sills. Noah comes set. Check second. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Count 0-2. Sills comes set. The pitch. Low and outside. Ball one. Got a nice crowd on hand today for the opener. I'd like to see this for the rest of the year. I realize we got a lot of red shirts down there kind of populating the lower right quadrant over here. But still, got a lot of fans in the stands. Hope this is a regular thing. Count 1-2 with two away. Sills comes set, checks the runner. The pitch. Swung on, off of Sills' glove into center field. Runners being waved around third. Throw's coming home. The throw is high, and it's not in time. Massey, an RBI single, and he moves up to second on the throw. So the young man from Friendswood Clearbrook showing off here. Two singles in his first two at-bats. He scored a run and driven in a run. And now here comes Browning Hauser, who hit the two-run shot. Back in the third. Score now 4-1. And time granted to Hauser. So Alex Massey has been effective here. Top four, 4-1, two outs, pitch on the way, strike call. Hauser 1-for-2. He struck out in his first at bat. Swing and a miss. 0-2. Count 0-2 with two outs. Runner at second base, the pitch. Outside with the heater. 1-2. One, two, pitch on the way, swung on, ground ball through the hole in the left. Runner being waved around third, that's Massey. Throw coming in, it's cut, and then the relay comes home, but it's well late. Massey's going to come in to score from second on the RBI single by Hauser. Hauser now, two hits, three RBI on the day. Massey, two hits and two runs scored in an RBI on the day. And now Reyes can keep things going with two outs. Here comes Coach Schreiber to have a chat. Let's take 30 seconds. Back in a moment on TSRN.
Toyota Thought is on at Joe Myers Toyota. Lease a new 2017 Corolla for only $99 a month. New 2017 Camry LEs for only $139 a month. New 2017 Tacoma Access Cab SRs for only $129 a month. New 2016 Tundra Double Cab SRs for only $199 a month. And new 2017 RAV4 LEs for only $169 a month. All require a 24-month lease. We're one of Toyota's top 20 selling dealers in the country because price makes a difference at Joe Myers Toyota on Highway 290, exit Eldridge.
Smart buyers shop Joe Myers.
For details, visit joemyerstoyota.com.
There's always a moment of truth.
Welcome back in here after the meeting. Noah Sills going to check the runner back into first. So it's 5-1 now. Brookhaven on top. We're in the top of the fourth. We're due to play 9, correct? They told me 9. Make sure anything didn't change. Here's a pitch outside corner for a strike. So Reyes takes a strike. But Brookhaven has come out, swung the bat well. They've got some good contributions from the bottom of the order in 8-9, and Kieran Massey throw back over to first, not in time. Cure with a double here in the inning, and he came around to score on the Massey single. Massey with a pair of hits and an RBI two-run score, and into the top. Where Hauser's done the rest of the damage. The 0-1 throw back to first. Back in goes Hauser. Young Browning out of Midland, Texas. Did some time at Odessa College. Here's the 0-1. The bunt is poked foul. As Reyes was halfway down the line out of that left-handed batter's box. Most of him was down the line before the bat made contact. There is action in the Alvin pen. Need to get a digit on that jersey. A digit. Put them young eyes on it down there, young man. Pitch on the way. Swung on. Opposite field. I think it's going to get out of play. It will. They could hit a tree. Hit the tree out there. In the bullpen and left. Trent Shoulders. It's a big shoulder. He's about 600, isn't he? He's bigger than you are. Almost. Runner going with it. Threw behind it. Did they have him in the pickle? And they do. And that'll end the inning. They're going to get Browning Hauser going to third. He's going to go into second, rather, for the third out. So Carlos Reyes will still be up when Brookhaven comes back to bat, but they get two more runs, and they lead it 5-1.
Two runs come in on four hits. No errors. Nobody left. Back in a moment on the Texas Sports Radio Network.
Where it's either put up or shut up. We were yelling our hearts out. Even in our weakness, even in our pain, we continued to push. I don't know where the pain went to, but all I know is that I had what it took. I am a United States Marine.
PFC Darrell Willis serves his country as a Marine. Will you? Visit Marines.com or call 1-800-MARINES.
You're listening to TSRN's award-winning baseball coverage and TSRN On The Go. Download it. Take it with you in your car, at home, at work, and at the game.
This is Texas Sports on the Texas Sports Radio Network.
One box combo, please.
At Raising Cane's, we do one thing, and we do it better than anyone else. So why not let our food do the talking? We hand mix our sauce in our restaurants every day, and our chicken is hand breaded when you order. Our Texas toast is grilled with just the right amount of butter and garlic. Top it all off with a fresh squeezed lemonade. Our box combo really speaks for itself. Raising Cane's, only the best chicken finger meals. One love.
Welcome back to Alvin, Texas. Alvin Community College trailing Brookhaven right now. First pitch is a beanball. It hit Ruben Almaguer right in the backside. And so first hit by pitch belongs to Palmer. And that'll bring up Troy Alexander, who walked in his first at bat. Big left-hander awaits the first pitch, swinging, driving. Everybody's watching. You know why? Because that thing's in pearland. Holy smokes! That's how you get some payback there. Troy Alexander goes yard. It's not very often where you barely hear the swing, and then you watch the outfielders, and neither one of them moved. A home run deep to right center for Troy Alexander. And that will bring the Dolphins a little closer. Almaguer gets hit by a pitch and gets to trot on in after the big fly. Two RBI, for Alexander with that swing. Yeah, play both the songs at the same time. And something really funky might happen this time. That's Eric Cuevas. With an incredible mash of walk-up music, steps up to the plate. 5-3, your score now. Here in the top, in the bottom of the fourth, pitch on the way, outside. Ball one. So now it feels a little bit like a game. Now we're playing some baseball. We got a little bit of a, that's the second big fly of the day. First one for Alvin. The 1-0 to Cuevas. That's in there for a strike, 1-1. Cuevas flew out to center field in his first at bat. Eric out of Porter, Texas. He's a sophomore. He played at Labette College last year. Here's the 1-1. Breaking ball. Rolled up the middle of the shortstop and he booted it. Oh, he kicked it and almost fell down trying to pick it up. Hunter Hammonds had problems with that one. It'll be an E6. So Cuevas reaches on the E6, and the inning continues here with Zane Williams. Hey! Here's the first pitch to Zane. He popped him up. Is it going to get foul? I think so. I got it? I got it. You got it. I think that one might have been threatening another small four-legged friend running around out here. So the runner at first base is Eric Cuevas after the E6. Nobody out here in the Alvin fourth. Pitch on the way. Swing and a miss. It's 0-2 to Willems. Willems struck out in his first at bat.
Young Zane, a sophomore from Aledo High School, Aledo, Texas. Known a little bit more for the foosball out there. Throw over to first, not in time. Zane going to be a techie Raider, apparently. Throw back over to first. Oh, and the ball gets away, but not very far. In safely is Cuevas. So, you know, you got Horn, you got Aggie, you got Frog, you got Sikkim, and Techie Raider. 0-2. Outside corner for a strike call. Throw down to first. Not in time, but Willems is going to go down looking for the first down of the inning. Going to bring up Jermaine Ward. No, Ladybugs, man. We're good. Ladybugs and a spider. We'll worry about, let them ladybugs worry about that spider. We're good. As long as it's not something with a stinger. Here's the first pitch. Showing Bunt Ward. Strike call. They'll throw it down to first. Not in time. Well, I'll tell you what. You can't tell Colin Miner he didn't get him. He's got that big bearded grin. He was going to try to at least fake his way off the field if he couldn't do anything else. So the count 0-1 to Ward. Whole Discovery Channel episode going on the ceiling over here. 0-1 pitch on the way. That's a strike call with a fastball. 0-2 to Ward. Ward grounded out in his first at bat, number 9 hitter for these Dolphins. Ward out of Round Rock, Cedar Ridge. The 0-2. Swung on opposite field and foul. Count will still hang here at 0-2. So Duck Palmer, unscathed through the first couple of innings, has given up 3 runs to this point, 2 here in the inning.
How much are the water?
And time grants, the second time they've gotten Palmer a third of the way through his windup. We're down here hustling waters, guys. O-2 pitch. Swan fisted into center field, high in the air, but not very deep. A few steps back goes Anthony Orta. And he'll make the grab. 2 down. That'll bring up Sean Correa. I'm going to get it right. All right. Look, man, I don't need those problems. I'm trying to make it to the majors myself. You know what I'm saying? Who's that 2-bit radio guy over there unable to get the superstar's little brother's name right? Not me. Take me with you. Here's a first pitch from Palmer, runner at first base. And it's taken low for a ball. So far, Correa, a pair of doubles and a run scored. Correa would have had a triple on his last hit as he sliced one perfectly down the line, but the second base just reached up and grabbed his ankle. 1-0 pitch is a breaking ball low and away. Count goes to 1-0. Sure, Carlos won't be picking on his little brother about that one. I can only think of one person who won't have anything to say about that. Here comes the 1-0 pitch. Strike call, snap throw to first. Not in time, 1-1 to Correa. Two-one. Swung on, chopped the second, hanging back on it there, Reyes, though the first is the only play, the only one necessary.
as that is the third out. So Correa retired there 4-3 for the first time today. That'll be out number three, but the Dolphins a couple of runs closer on the two-run jack by Troy Alexander. 5-3 is your score. Back in a moment. We're all the way through fifth inning when we return on the Texas Sports Radio Network.
A lot from the teams we give our loyalty to. We expect them to play through the pain, leave it on the field, and give 110%, even though that's impossible. Yet when it comes to the banks we give our money to, we expect less than we do of the backup punter. At Frost, we want to change the way you think about banks entirely by never stopping when it comes to giving you our very best. And if you need to armchair quarterback us sometime, go for it. It'll only make us better. See what you can expect at frostbank.com/expect more.
Y'all listen up. Let me tell you something about group meals from Rudy's Barbecue. It's got all you need for all the folks you gotta feed, smoked meat, sides, and more. There's everything down to the tablecloth, just like the one that you see at the store. And a bridal shower, it's better than flowers. And a long business meeting, it'll pass the hours. It'll feed all the cousins at a family function. It's better than potluck at a church luncheon. Next time you need to feed 10 or more, call and order a Rudy's group meal.
Next in line.
Need a new computer or network equipment right now and at a great price? Go to Altex Computers and Electronics, located on 290 West at West Street in Jersey Village. From individual parts to complete systems, networking components to thousands of cables, connectors to backup power protection, Altex meets your need. If your computer or notebook needs an upgrade or repair, Altex has great techs that can get you back up and running fast. Altex has what you need when you need it. Altex, 290 West at West Street in Jersey Village, or online at altex.com.
New pitcher out there for Alvin Community College is Trent Shoulders, 6'3", 175-pound freshman from Angleton High School in Angleton, Texas. Another kid had the pleasure of seeing pitch some in high school. First pitch, outside corner for a strike to Carlos Reyes Jr., who was at the plate when Hauser was thrown out. 0-1 pitch. 1-1. Swung on, popped him up on the infield. A little bit of conversation here as they'll move the shortstop Ward over to make the play for out number one. That'll bring up Anthony Orta. Anthony 0-2 so far. Grounded out to first base and then struck out looking in the third. Pitch on the way. And that is low for a ball. 1-0 to Orta. 1-0 pitch from Shoulders. Outside corner, strike call, 1-1. Four innings pitch for Sills, 9 hits, 5 earned, 5 strikeouts. Did not walk anybody. Here's a swinging bunt that's out of the reach of Shoulders, and it bounces off of 3 Dolphins before Almaguer is able to get a glove on it, but it's too late. So a little excuse me, Willie Mays Hayes single for Orta. Willie Mays Hayes, anybody? Nobody. Nobody. I got one. I got two. We know Willie Mays Hayes. We get the reference. What's the reference? First pitch misses. It's for Major League. He didn't know. He was lying. He was not. He's on Willie Mays basket catch. No, Willie Mays Hayes. Oops. Come on, man. Get your baseball movies. 1-0 pitch misses. 2-0. Come on. I was finna see who was the cool guys. Now I know who's not the cool guy. I know who gonna make up something when he don't know. This guy right here. This guy right here. Pointing him out. 2-0 from Shoulders is in. Oh, I thought it was inside. And maybe I was influenced by the body movement of Colin Miner. But it's ruled a strike on the inside corner, 2-1 from Shoulders. The rangy right-hander fires another strike, swing and a miss, 2-2. So Miner struck out swinging, struck out looking. He was two of the five Ks that Sills was able to rack up
Here's a 2-2 from shoulders. Have a seat. Oh, no, just a little bit. God, just a piece. Just a tip of the bat of the ball to stay alive, did Miner. So it's 2-2. Shoulders come set. The pitch. Swing and a foul tip in the glove. Now you can have a seat. So Miner is wearing the hats currently. It's not golden as of yet, but he got that thing on him. That'll bring up old Mr. 5'11 both ways, Dylan Palmer. This kid is wide. Goodness gracious. Swinging a little check swing down the line. It hit the bag, and it's in the left field over the outstretched glove of Cuevas. And in a diving slide into third base goes Anthony Orta, just finding a way to make something out of nothing as Palmer. There we go. We talked about Willie Mays Hayes only moments ago. That was definitely an oops. As Palmer tried to hang back there, he wound up hitting it more perfectly than anyone could possibly hope to imagine. Slaps off the bag, ends up being a base hit. Palmer has two hits on the day. And now Hunter Hammonds perhaps could knock a run in. And I tell you what, if your shoulders, you got to be upset about that one. He fooled him completely, and he accidentally almost got a double. That's baseball for you. So the first pitch here to Hunter Hammonds from shoulders, taken for a strike. Nice pitch right there as he split the plate with a breaking ball. 0-1. Hunter Hammonds grounded out, and then he singled in the fourth. He's 1-for-2, the 0-1. And that caught the outside corner. Same manner of pitch, different location. Same result, 0-2 from shoulders. Runners at the edges. 11 hits on the board for Brookhaven. They have a two-run advantage at 5-3. The 0-2 swing and a miss. So shoulders brushes the dirt off and gets the out. No runs come aboard despite the two hits and the runners left stranded at first and third. Second strikeout for shoulders. And it's brought to you by the U.S. Marines, the few, the proud of the Marines. Back in a moment. 5-3 your score. Back with the bottom of the fifth after this on TSRN.
You're listening to TSRN's award-winning baseball coverage and TSRN on the go. Download it. Take it with you in your car, at home, at work, and at the game.
This is Texas Sports on the Texas Sports Radio Network.
One box combo, please.
At Raising Cane's, we do one thing, and we do it better than anyone else. So why not let our food do the talking? We hand mix our sauce in our restaurants every day, and our chicken is hand breaded when you order. Our Texas toast is grilled with just the right amount of butter and garlic. Top it all off with a fresh squeezed lemonade. Our box combo really speaks for itself. Raising Cane's, only the best chicken finger meals. One love.
It's that time of year. Kick off this football season at Barcelona Sports as we celebrate our 60th year in business. Barcelona Sports offers the largest selection of football equipment and performance apparel from your favorite brands like Nike, Shot, Under Armour, Wilson, and more. Personalized customer service is our specialty. We custom fit every athlete with two locations at 9999 West Sam Houston Parkway North and 10405 Katy Freeway. Barcelona Sports is your destination for high-performance team gear. Visit us at BarcelonaSports.com.
I'm working on my engineering degree for UT Tyler here in Houston at HCC.
Houston Community College has partnerships with Texas A&M and the University of Texas Tyler that allow our students to earn their four-year engineering degrees either partially or fully in Houston.
HCC.
So Benavides comes tipping up to the plate and takes a strike from our new pitcher, Will Norris. Norris, the righty, comes set to pitch, swing and a miss. He's 0-2 up on Benavides immediately. Benavides so far 0-for-1. He walked and grounded out the 0-2. Outside 1-2. And I think he thought he was about to get punched and was about to be preemptively upset. So Will Norris in the ball game now. Pitch on the way, swing and a miss. Drop third strike, throw down in time. Have a seat, Mr. Benavides. So Benavides has struck out. 2-3 on the put out for out number one. That'll bring up Sean Cannell. And we'll get Palmer's line here in a moment. Norris comes set. The pitch to Cannell is outside, ball one. Palmer, four innings pitched. Four hits, three earned. Pitch on the way, swung on, and that is backhanded. It's short by Hammonds. Long throw is on time and on target. And that'll get Cannell for out number two. 6-3 on the put out. That'll bring up Bakari Gale. Gale 0-2. Three strikeouts also for Palmer. And I want to say he walked one and hit one. Oh, forgive me, he walked two. So Palmer currently the pitcher of record for Brookhaven, as Will Norris appears in relief here. He's got two outs. The pitch to Gale, taken for a strike, a little two-seam action. 0-1, Gale 0-2, a strikeout and a flyout. The pitch misses low and away, 1-1. So again, Palmer's line through four innings, four hits, three earned, three strikeouts, and two walks. Swing and a miss by Bakari Gale. So Gale, the young man from Stone Mountain, Georgia, played a year at Spartanburg Methodist College. The 1-2, swing and a miss. Have a seat. A 1-2-3 inning for Norris out of the pen. Young man played at Grayson last year. Able to get a 1-2-3 inning here for Brookhaven in his first outing. Back in a moment. We're listening to TSRN.
One box combo, please.
At Raising Cane's, we do one thing, and we do it better than anyone else. So why not let our food do the talking? We hand mix our sauce in our restaurants every day, and our chicken is hand breaded when you order. Our Texas toast is grilled with just the right amount of butter and garlic. Top it all off with a fresh squeezed lemonade. Our box combo really speaks for itself. Raising Cane's, only the best chicken finger meals. One love.
It's that time of year. Kickoff is football season at Barcelona Sports as we celebrate our 60th year in business. Barcelona Sports offers the largest selection of football equipment and performance apparel from your favorite brands like Nike, Shot, Under Armour, Wilson, and more. Personalized customer service is our specialty. We custom fit every athlete with two locations at 9999 West Sam Houston Parkway North and 10405 Katy Freeway. Barcelona Sports is your destination for high-performance team gear. Visit us at barcelonasports.com.
I'm working on my engineering degree for UT Tyler here in Houston at HCC.
Houston Community.
We'll be back to our friends at Houston Community College here momentarily. Half inning being brought to you by Domino's Pizza. Domino's, oh yes, sweet end. Trent Shoulders going back to work here. First pitch misses low to Kyle Kincaid. Kincaid, an RBI single in his first at bat. Then he initiated a double play. Here's a swing and a miss here. 1-0. He tried to bunt Hunter Hammonds up from first to second, and he popped the bunt up in a double play on a great play by Willems. The pitch from Shoulders swung on. That's a base hit to left. Could be extras unless Alexander can cut it off, which he does nicely, and a stumble at first base. Here comes the throw. It's too slow. The tag will not be in time because there was hesitation in left. There was a hesitation in short. And, man, you got to work that stuff out. As Kincaid tripped over first base, couldn't really tell if he wanted to go to second or not, but had everybody been aware or maybe a little more urgency there, would have been an easy out. Instead, a double for Kincaid. So an extra base hit off of Shoulders, and here comes Dylan Cure. 12th hit of the day for the Bears. They've come out swinging. Pitch on the way, and that misses. 1-0. Cure two. Well, excuse me, 1-for-2. A strikeout and a double. And he came in to score on the RBI single by Alex Massey. And Massey's on deck. Here's the 1-0. Strike called. 1-1. Half inning being brought to you by Toyota of Katy. If it's a deal you're chasing, come to I-10 and Mason. And by Knight Engineering, when you want it done right, call Knight. And by the United States Marines, the few, the proud, of the Marines. And by El Pollo Loco. So crazy, you can taste it. The Bears can taste a run here with nobody out and a runner at second base. A breaking ball misses wide. 2-1. Noah Sills got the start. Shoulders on in relief. Trying to hang on to this two-run. Trying to keep this two-run deficit where it is. The check swing by Cure. He fouls it off at the plate. And the count now evened at 2-2. Runner at second base is Kyle Kincaid. The 2-2 inside with the heater. And Cure took a look at Massey on deck after that heater almost got him on his rib cage. Somebody showed up with Shipley's. The pitch on the way, breaking ball, strike called. Have a seat, Mr. Cure. I think he must have looked over at the Shipley's as soon as I did. Tell you what, there's certain little box, little packaging that I can, orange stripe bags of Whataburger and the little Shipley boxes, I can see those. I can see those, man, at a mile away. A mile away, man. So here comes Alex Massey. He's having a good debut here. Runner at second, still an opportunity to bring him in. First pitch swinging, and Massey will foul it off his ankle. Didn't even hop around at all. He must have some tough ankles. I stubbed my toe last night, and I still feel it. Hey, slap a baseball off that thing. I'm just putting me on the IR. The 0-1. Swung on, fouled back 0-2. So shoulders is dealing an inside heat right now to the right-handed participants here. He's making them uncomfortable. Trying to, anyway. The count 0-2. The pitch. Oh, he took something off of it, and Massey hit it in the right center. It's carrying to the track, reaching up, making the grab is Benavidez. They'll throw it in, tagging up and going down to third. That was a good thought there by Ward to step on the bag because it looked like he might have left a little early, but umpire determined that he left at the proper time. So Massey, a sack fly, ostensibly, that'll move Kincaid to third. 2 outs. And here comes Browning Hauser. Browning Hauser has 2 hits, a home run and a single. He has 3 RBI on the day. And he'll take a ball for his first pitch of this at-bat from Trent Shoulders. Count 1-0, runner at third, pitch on the way, breaking ball, strike call, 1-1. Half inning brought to you in part by Raising Cane's of Houston, One Love. Here comes the 1-1 pitch. That's inside a corner for a strike. Well, I mean, he hit the last three. That one, not so much. Just a little inside, but he'll get the call there. 1-2. The pitch from Shoulders. Swung on. And that's what you get from jamming him inside. He gets a little number right back to the mound. And that'll end the inning. So a good job there by Shoulders as he'll retire Hauser for only the second time here today, 1-3. More importantly, keeps the runner from coming in that was there at third. And the lead remains at 2. 5-3, your score. We'll go to the bottom of the sixth. And Alvin will send 5, 6, and 7 due up. Back in a moment on TSRN.
I'm working on my engineering degree for UT Tyler here in Houston at HCC.
Houston Community College has partnerships with Texas A&M and the University of Texas Tyler that allow our students to earn their four-year engineering degrees either partially or fully in Houston.
HCC has a great program, wonderful teachers, small classes, amazing facilities, and I'll end up with my bachelor's degree for only $20,000.
Enroll today. For more info, visit hccs.edu/COE. Click on engineering.
Get out and enjoy the heart of Katy, just minutes from the Merrill Center. You'll find everything you need to relax and recharge with food and fun for the entire family. Enjoy the best of both worlds in the City of Champions, Katy, Texas. For more information, go to cityofkaty.com.
The next time you stay to play in Katy, stay at the Hilton Garden Inn Houston West at Katy Mills Mall. Call 281-644-2400. The City of Katy, home of Champions.
Welcome back to Alvin. First pitch, swinging, chopping to third, hanging back, making the grab, long throw, on a hop, 5-3. What a nice play there, Hauser to Miner on the chopper there by Almaguer. He goes down on one swing. That'll bring up Troy Alexander. Last time we saw Troy, he deposited one over the right field fence. So here's her first pitch, and he'll take that one low for a ball. Not sure what the fans wanted there. There's just some whooping there as the ball came across. As the ball came across home plate. The 1-0 swung on, slow chopper with some English on it to second, and it's booted. It's a tough play. We'll wait on the official ruling, and that's going to call it an E4. So an E4 is going to allow Alexander to make his way to first with one out, and that'll bring up Cuevas. That's a tough play there for Reyes as the ball had that backspin on it, but it didn't take a hop until the ball was beyond the pitcher's mound. So you don't know where the ball's going. It's spinning slow, but it looks like it's coming at you fast, and Reyes kicked it into second base. So the count 1-0 to Cuevas. One out, runner at first base. Throw over, not in time. Cuevas flew out to center field, and then he reached on an error in the fourth. Throw over again. Alexander actually looks like he's diving into a swimming pool when he dives back in first. He's got the whole back arm motion going inside here. And you can hear some of the crowd. They're like, hey, where's that Cole Shoulders got a minute ago? Some Brookhaven fans made their way out. Several Houston kids on the team. A couple kids from Lake Jackson. I saw some Brazoswood Buccaneer seat covers out there. Throw back over the first 2-0. Kids from Waltrip, Brook, pitch in, and misses, 3-0. Now some of the Brookhaven fans in attendance are making themselves a little more known here. I don't like that call. So time granted to Cuevas here at the plate, and runner at first base, he might get something fat here. 4-2 on. They're saying 2-0.
We expect a lot from the team.
Somebody pushed the button? It wasn't me? Okay, it was me. Pitch on the way, swung on, chop foul, 2-1. Long break here for Cuevas to get back into the box, and now the throw over to first. Score is 5-3. We're in the bottom of the sixth inning. Opening day here from Alvin. Pitch inside.
Oh,
3-1. One away. Throw over. Not in time. It's almost like we're doing a dance here. Waltzing back and forth between home and first. 3-1 pitch. Swung on, shot foul, count full, 3-2. Zane Willems is on deck. He's over there in the batter's area half naked. Or should I say half clothed. Got his catcher's gear at his knees. The 3-2. Swung on. Chopped foul. I guess the only way he doesn't get a swing here is if there's a double play. Half inning being brought to you by Barcelona Sporting Goods, your athletic outfitter since 1956. Will Norris on the hill, throw over to first. Not in time. Norris, the second pitcher here for Brookhaven. Runner going. Pitch outside. Throw down is offline and into center field. Alexander going to hop up and start scrambling towards third. Here comes a throw. It's high, and it is backed up nicely. Runner going to round first, head to second, and he's in safely. So the full Little League there. So Alexander all the way around to third. Stolen base. Moves up on the E2. He stands at third. Cuevas. All the way around the third, or all the way around the second. On the drop third strike. Ball four, that's what I'm saying. Went and dropped the loose. Ball four. He just kept moving. As they were trying to chase down Alexander around the base pad. And so now a meeting on the hill. There is action in the Bear dugout. Now I see someone in a Oh, that's a Clearbrook hat. Thought that was a Boston Red Sox hat. You know, we get a Boston Red Sox hat and a Seahawks jersey. And a Seahawks jersey. It didn't really go. And a Seahawks sweatshirt, that doesn't really go. Believe he might be kin to Mr. Massey. Runner at second base, one out. Second and third, one out. Pitch on the way to Willems. Swing and a miss. Second and third. Officially a walk to Cuevas. Pitch on the way. Ground ball to short. And it's booted. It's picked up. The throw is offline. And, wow, a great job to hang on to the ball. It looked like it might have escaped to the into the dugout. But the throw is offline. It's going to be an E6 regardless. That allows the play. So the run's going to come in. It won't be an RBI. Cuevas is going to move up. It's going to be an E6 that allows Williams aboard. And now Cuevas is at third. The score now 5-4. And Jermaine Ward's going to step up here with one out. And he takes the strike. Norris comes set the pitch, showing bunt, pulls the bat back, takes a strike. Ward 0 for 2, trying to use the bunt here. Alvin's just been hanging around here, and they're within a run to this point. Throw over. Willems going to ease back in. Don't really think he was headed anywhere specific. Bottom of the sixth inning. Alvin working the comeback. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. That's 0-2. I thought thought, there's no way I missed a strike while I was looking down on the first one. So count 0-2. Can't be trusting the scoreboard. 0-2 pitch outside-ish for a ball. Was a good-looking pitch. 5-4. The pitch on the way to Ward. Swing and a miss. Have a seat, sir. Strikeout there by Norris. First strikeout by Ward. Second out of the inning. That'll bring up Jean Correa. Young Correa over here. He's 2-4-3 for the run scored. And the Dolphins could use another opposite field swing here from Correa. The pitch, slurved to the inside corner. That thing took about an hour and a half to get across the plate. Feels like Norris was waiting to bring that one out. So the count 0-1. Runners at first and third, two outs. That's a balk. Oh, that's a balk. Norris just went about a third of the way through his windup and stepped off the mound, stepped out of everything. And maybe he thought there was a timeout being taken, but regardless, that's going to tie the game. Here's the pitch. That's outside low, gets away. Correa trying to motion. Willems out there at second to take off for third, but he will not. So the count is 1-1 to Correa. So a balk brings in Cuevas. Pitch on the way, outside, 2-1. Willems is at second. Here's a 2-1 to Correa in a tie game. Swung on, chop, high and foul. Almost over the third base bag. Boy. So a balk by Norris. And his catcher coming out to have a word with him. Trying to calm him down a little bit. Count 2-2. Two outs. Runner at second, Willems. Norris comes set. The pitch outside. Count now filled to 3-2. The pitch swung on. It looks like that got a piece of him as he swung at it. Count stay full, 3-2. So the Dolphins have managed to tie the ball game without the benefit of a hit here in the inning. Here comes the 3-2. Check swing. No swing. Just outside. Ruled a ball. It'll be a free pass for Correa, and that'll bring up Benavides, who has yet to hit safely in this one. He walked his first time up. Grounded out and then struck out. So two aboard. Be a good time here for Benavides to get his first hit of the season. Temple got their first win of the season as they knocked off Galveston 10-8 in game one. Pitch on the way, outside. Ball one. So how about that? There's your first update of the year. Region 14 update. I need a sound or a flash or something to come in. Like a fake ESPN sound, but not ESPN though. Counts 1-0. Here's the pitch. That's outside. 2-0. Benavidez, one of the sophomore leaders of this Alvin team. The 2-0. Swung on, chop foul. 2-1. Anybody got a good Benavidez story they want to tell? No? Can't wait for the commercial. Tell me this. I won't tell anybody. I promise. Keep that between us and my Twitter feed. Here's the pitch. Outside, ball three. Seems like Norris is trying to hit a spot here, and he just, I can't tell if he's missing it or if he keeps hitting it. Either way it goes, it's 3-1. To a board, 2 outs, tie game, the pitch. No swing, strike call, 3-2. Norris able to find the zone here with that same pitch. The pitch swung on, and it's carrying, and it is gone! Ryan Benavides goes way out of here and gives the Dolphins a 3-run lead. Correa comes in to score, Willems comes in to score, and Benavides, of course, comes in to score. That'll bring up Sean Cannell. It's 8-5. The Dolphins have come up with 5 runs in the inning, and that was their first hit of the inning. Tremendous. Tell you what, man, that's hitting a home run's got to be one of the best feelings in the world. Here's Sean Cannell, the third base. It's kick picked up and fired to first in time. Nice recovery there for Browning Hauser to get Sean Cannell 5-3. But the Alvin Dolphins, they pick up 5 here in the inning, and they go ahead 8-5. The big hit, a 3-run home run by Ryan Benavides. Back in a moment. You're listening to TSRNSports.com.
Don McGill Toyota of Katy.
At Don McGill Toyota of Katy, we want to be your first choice for all your Toyota needs. From sales to service, we will treat you like you deserve to be treated. With great deals being made every day, we are just a short drive from anywhere. So, whether you are in Cinco Ranch, Kane Island, Seven Meadows, or anywhere near Katy, give us a chance to earn your business. Find us online at toyotaofkaty.com, and remember,
if it's a deal you're chasing, exit I-10 and Mason to Don McGill Toyota of Katy.
We have school spirit. What about you? JSC Federal Credit Union now offers CCISD mascot debit cards. Parents, students, and staff, show your school spirit with your very own mascot card. Check out www.jscfcu.org for more information on the mascot debit cards and other products and services available. JSC Federal Credit Union, home of the CCISD Visa Debit Mascot Cards.
Maaco is America's body shop. Let them turn the car you drive back into the car you love. Accidents happen, but don't give up your car. Bring it to Maaco. Locally owned and operated, our shops offer a nationwide warranty and get you back on the road and on your next adventure. Maaco makes it easy, affordable, and reliable every time. Come in for a free estimate on your paint.
Welcome back in. First pitch misses. Be back to our friends at Maaco Sci Fair here in a moment. I'd like to thank them for sponsoring JUCO baseball this year. 1-0. Now 2-0, as Shoulders is working against Reyes Jr., Carlos Reyes Jr., 2-0 to him. Carlos is 1-of-3 today with a stolen base. And now they count 3-0. So Shoulders, maybe he would like to put him aboard. Feeling a little generous. I'm working hard today. I'll just take you a base. Here's a 3-0. Outside corner for a strike. 3-1. Shoulders came on in relief of the starter, Noah Sills, after 4 innings. The pitch on the way. Outside corner. Ball two. You didn't see your face when that caught. I'm telling you, you never know sometimes. And it's not just baseball. It happens with basketball and lots of other officials, too. Here's a foul ball off the netting. 3-2. When you play or you have played you have, or at least watch a lot, you have a certain expectation of what a call might be. And so the surprise sometimes, even for somebody who's partisan like yourself, as an Alvin fan, pitch on the way, swung on, that's a base knock. He's roped into center field. As Reyes finds a good pitch and a full count. Base nizzle, his second hit of the day, 2-for-4. So it's an 8-5 ball game. Brookhaven had led throughout. It was tied and then gone ahead almost all at the same time. Yeah, I'll remember my fan next time. I'm a little off my game here. Usually I'm ready, but I forgot about the fan. It's a little warm in here. Crack this window here in a second. 1-0 pitch on the way. No, Shoulders is going to throw that one over to first base. Shoulders come set. The pitch swung on to first to second for 1-3-6-1 double play. What a nice job there. First by Almaguer. To cut that ball off, he fires it hard to Ward, who goes right back to first, where Shoulders was covering. So Reyes is retired, and so is Orta. 3-6-1 on the double play. So two down, and that'll bring up Colin Miner. Looks like there was a protest there for a moment. I was waiting for Coach Raines maybe to come, you know, talk to the official, but that didn't happen. Breaking ball misses in. 1-0. Maybe he thought he was safe and just didn't hear the out. He was just going to hang out. Pitch. Swung on, shot through the hole. What a diving effort there by Cuevas. The throw is offline on a hop. It goes over the first baseman's head, and over to second base will go Colin Miner as he'll reach on the E5. Oh, but two-thirds of that was gorgeous. Shoulders continuing. Here's the pitch. Slider. 0-1. Excuse me, 1-0. The balls, what I meant to say. And here comes Coach Schreiber to have a chat with Shoulders. Action in the Alvin bullpen. Let's take 30 seconds. Back in a moment on TSRN.
Body Shop. Let them turn the car you drive back into the car you love. Accidents happen, but don't give up your car. Bring it to Maaco. Locally owned and operated, our shops offer a nationwide warranty and get you back on the road and on your next adventure. Maaco makes it easy, affordable, and reliable every time. Come in for a free estimate on your paint or collision repair today. Stop by Maaco at 9350 FM 1960 Road West in Houston or visit online at MaacoHoustonWest.com to book an appointment. Better get Maaco of Northwest Houston.
Meeting adjourned. Dylan Palmer at the plate. Count 1-0 to him. Runner at second base. Brookhaven now trailing by 3. Pitch from Shoulders. Grounded to third. Cuevas up with it. He'll throw to first for... Whoa, my goodness. That's an E3. It was a little bit of a low throw, but it was in time. It's going to be an error. E3, E6, what are we doing? E3? That's what I thought it was, an E3. But I played point guard, so I like to check. before I just started signing errors all willy-nilly. But it looked like, even if the throw was a little low, probably should have been taken care of there by your first base. So that's back-to-back plays there as Miner makes his way to third. And there have been fielding errors on the Dolphins. So here's the pitch, and that misses. 1-0. So two outs in the inning, but two are aboard for Brookhaven After the single by Reyes, there was a double play. And now back-to-back errors have runners at the edges with two outs. There's a swing and a miss here by Hunter Hammonds. Count is 1-1. Hammonds 1-for-3 so far. On the day. The pitch. Strike called outside corner. 1-2. See more of you making your way in. Thank you for doing so. We are in the top of the seventh. Pitch swung on, ground ball to third. Diving effort by Clay Bossett through in the left field, a base hit. So the first of the two errors end up costing the Dolphins a run as Miner is able to come in and score on the RBI single by Hunter Hammond. There's three really good diving efforts over at third base here by Cuevas. He had one throw that was wild. The second throw was mishandled. And this one just got through. So three plays all at third base, all playing a big role here in the top of the seventh. The score now 8-6. Kyle Kincaid steps up. He's 2-for-3 with an RBI, a single, and a double to his credit. The right-handed stick. Awaiting the pitch of the lanky Shoulders inside corner again for a strike. That's where Shoulders has had much of his success here in the ball game, just pounding the corner, the inside corner to right-handers. He's gone away to try to strike him out, but he started inside. Count 0-1. Two aboard the pitch. Inside with the fastball. Strike two. Kincaid was trying to get out of the way and check to make sure it wasn't a strike all at the same time. He was confused up there. That's a heater. Count 0-2. Shoulders trying to get out of here. The pitch swung on, chop over the mound. This is going to be a tough play for Cuevas. It went to short, and a great job there backing him up there by Ward. And he'll make the play 6-3 to get the Dolphins out of the inning. So another tough play to the left side of the infield. This time, Cuevas couldn't come up with it, but his shortstop was there for him, and he winds up getting Kincaid 6-3 to end the inning. But the Bears get one run back on two hits, two errors, and a man left. Your score now 8-6. It's time to stretch. Play to Sweet Caroline or the Eyes of Texas or, 3 in the Morning by DJ Screw. Something. Back in a moment on TSRN.
The game of football parallels the game of life. Few sports require more heart, determination, and persistence. Like in life, when you're knocked down, you have to be able to get back up and try harder the next time. Unfortunately, some players have not been able to get back up due to catastrophic injury they sustained playing a game they love. Now there is help. The Gridiron Heroes Spinal Cord Injury Organization was started to provide help for these brave young men. Gridiron Heroes now needs you to lend a hand to help these young men be successful in the game of life. To learn more, contact Gridiron Heroes at 210-566-6108 or visit gridironheroes.org.
Westside Chevrolet is closing out the 2016 model year with incredible deals. Now,
welcome back in. That was the quickest stretch of all time. I can certainly attest that there was no Sweet Caroline, there were no Eyes of Texas, and certainly no 3 in the Morning. This is just an absolute travesty on opening day. I'm looking directly at you. It's 8-6 your score. Having a little fun here in Alvin as the Dolphins have come back to take an 8-6 lead. Here's the first pitch of the inning to Bakari Gale from Norris, and Gale fouls that one off. Norris, one of two pitchers used today by Coach Raines and the Bears, came on in the fifth and has given up four runs. But they weren't all earned. Here's a swing and a tapper to short. Nice job to hang back by Hammonds. The throw to first is in time. He got the fleet-footed Gale by a half step. So 6-3 to get Gale in the much ballyhooed young transfer. His debut has been quiet, to say the least, 0-for-4 with a couple of strikeouts. That'll bring up Ruben Almaguer.
The first baseman's first pitch is taken wide for ball one. Almaguer was hit by a pitch back in the fourth and came around to score on the two-run shot by Troy Alexander. Here's a strike call. 1-1 to Almaguer. See if I got any more scores making their way across the feed here. Here's the pitch. Oh, took a little something off of it. A late swing, a foul ball back to the backstop to count 1-2. I believe this Temple score is the first one to go final here for our region 5/14, folks. The 1-2 pitch inside, 2-2. Oh, I know what I need to do. I need to go check out Randy Byers. That's what I need to do. Got to go check out Houston 6A baseball. If there's any information to be had, I'm sure Mr. Byers has it. Here's the pitch. Swung on. Chopper to short. Hammonds backs up. Loads up. Fires. And he got him. That kid's got a hose attached to his shoulder. Nice play there by Hammonds to get Almaguer. Almaguer is not the fastest, but still, that was a deep one-hopper to the deepest part of the infield. Long throw. So here comes Alexander. Alexander, he's scored a couple of times today. He's got a two-run home run. He's been aboard all three times. One walk, one home run, and he reached on an error. Here's the pitch, swing and a miss. I think everybody anticipating a big hit there. A lot of hollering as that bat crossed the plate there, but not a lot of contact. Count 0-1. The pitch, a little low. Count 1-1. And the 1-1 pitch misses, 2-1. Let's see here. Well, looks like somebody got canceled. That's the last pitch from last year. Some snow. That's a bad weather early. 2-1 pitch misses. 3-1. Pitch. Outside corner. Alexander thought it was a ball. One of Brookhaven fans down there is like, I'll take it. Here's a 3-2, swung on, popped him up. Who got it? Count full, the pitch. Outside corner. And I think Alexander was trying to influence the official. But he wound up taking strike three. So it's a 1-2-3 inning there for Norris. And we'll go to the top of the eighth in the score 8-6 on TSRNSports.com.
We expect a lot from the teams we give our loyalty to. We expect them to play through the pain, leave it on the field, and give 110%, even though that's impossible. Yet when it comes to the banks we give our money to, we expect less than we do of the backup punter. At Frost, we want to change the way you think about banks entirely by never stopping when it comes to giving you our very best. And if you need to armchair quarterback us sometime, go for it. It'll only make us better. See what you can expect at frostbank.com/expect more.
I hate my job,
but I don't mind getting up in the morning.
I dread each day,
but I can't wait to get out of bed.
You ask me why,
and what I'll say to you is true. Well, you can get breakfast tacos at Rudy's Barbecue. Scrambled eggs and brisket, they ain't fooling around. Salsa drap, son, they're the best in town.
Barbecue for breakfast, yes, it's true.
Put a smile on your morning at Rudy's Barbecue.
Need a new computer or network equipment right now and at a great price? Go to Altex Computers and Electronics, located on 290 West at West Street in Jersey Village. From individual parts to complete systems, networking components to thousands of cables, connectors to backup power protection, Altex meets your need. If your computer or notebook needs an upgrade or repair, Altex has great techs that can get you back up and running fast. Altex has what you need when you need it. Altex, 290 West at West Street in Jersey Village, or online at altex.com.
TSRN and Houston 5A Baseball, the two biggest, most popular, and the best in promoting the national pastime, are teamed up again to bring you the most exciting season of high school and college baseball yet. With Houston 5A Baseball, you get the latest news, scores, Houston game stories, pictures, and more. Plus, on game night, TSRN provides exclusive play-by-play coverage from around the greater Houston area and Texas. Don't miss a single pitch, inning, or game this season. Go ahead, improve your game with both Houston 5A Baseball and TSRN. It's like you're in the game.
Welcome back. First pitch from our new pitcher, Jake Bedavian, is in the dirt for ball one to Dylan Cure. Here's the 1-0. Swing and a miss. Even Stevens, 1-1. We'll get you Norris's line here in a moment. Count 1-1. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. 1-2. The 1-2 pitch from Bedavian swung on and golfed over the pitcher's mound, dropped at second by Carreria, and E4 is going to allow Cure to first base. A tough play there. And that is Cure's second time to reach first. He doubled back in the fourth. So we're in the top of the eighth inning. 8-6 your score. Alex Massey going to check back in now. Massey 2-for-3. And he'll swing at the first pitch here and foul this one back. 8-6 your score here, top eight. Jake Bedavian, a sophomore out of Houston, 5'11", 190-pounder, comes set. Here's the 0-1. Swung on and drilled foul. Boy, Massey is taking some hacks. Count 0-2. He almost hit the reliever out there warming up in the Dolphin bullpen. So the count goes 0-2 to Massey. Half inning being brought to you in part by Altex Electronics. What you need when you need it. Pitch on the way, way outside. What a great job behind the plate there by Willems. Boy, I just the mere thought of reaching light, but my shoulder hurts. I'm serious. I got reach. I probably could get there, but I don't feel like I'd shred every bit of ligament between here and there. Three surgeries, is that what you said? Wow. Tommy John, this is Willems we're talking about. And you guys go under the knife to keep the dream alive. 1-2 pitch, swung on, reached out and poked in the right. Is it going to fall? No, it will not. The runner took off from first. The throw down to first is in time. That's a double play. Benavidez makes the grab and right on a flare. And Dylan Cure just took off a little too early. I think he thought it was going to get down. Maybe he lost it in the sun. I don't know. Just an ill-advised decision. And that's a double play as Massey's going to fly out to right. And the throw goes back to three. So F9 to three. If you're keeping score at the house, which I know many of you are, that's two outs here in the eighth. That's huge. Here comes Browning-Hauser. The pitch swung on, and Hauser hits this thing high and far. It's carrying, it's foul, and it's caught. Caught and foul ground by Benavidez. So Benavidez, been kind of quiet defensively, but he's able to come up huge here in the eighth for the Dolphins. Oh, and now you want to break out to Sweet Caroline. I knew I could shame somebody into playing some Neil Diamond in 2017. Back in a moment on TSRNSports.com.
Now, you've never done anything so hard in your life. You don't understand how you can finish. It takes inner strength and desire to become a Marine. When I finished, I was like, I did it. The moment I will never forget is when this drill instructor that I admire so much comes up to me and said, "Good morning, Marine."
PFC Summer Volkman became a Marine. Can you? Visit Marines.com or call 1-800-MARINES.
Toyota Thought is on at Joe Myers Toyota. Lease a new 2017 Corolla for only $99 a month. New 2017 Camry LEs for only $139 a month. New 2017 Tacoma Access Cab SRs for only $129 a month. New 2016 Tundra Double Cab SRs for only $199 a month. And new 2017 RAV4 LEs for only $169 a month. All require a 24-month lease. We're one of Toyota's top 20 selling dealers in the country because price makes a difference at Joe Myers Toyota on Highway 290, exit Eldridge.
Smart Myers Shop, Joe Myers.
For details, visit joemyerstoyota.com.
Welcome back in. Here comes Cuevas to lead things off here for the Dolphins. Bottom of the eighth. They're up by 2-8-6 the pitch. And that one's tossed softly to the top of the zone. Here's the pitch from Norris, and that one's fouled off the leg of Cuevas.
One box combo, one. Please.
You stop leaning on the button, man. It's the third time I did that. Okay, so Norris is still out there. I made a mistake earlier. Norris is still out there. It was three innings pitch for Shoulders, who was removed from the ball game for Alvin. So we'll get his line here momentarily. Sills, Norris rather, still out there. The pitch on the way, swung on, hit in the air, deep to left field, ball carrying at the wall, it's gone. Cuevas goes deep into the afternoon, over the left field wall on an absolute rope. A little short, compact swing. And he just barely got that thing up over the fence. And that's a home run. And a little bit of insurance. As Cuevas, with his first hit of the new year, it's a solo shot. And it'll give Alvin a 9-6 lead. That'll be the second home run of the day for the... the third home run of the game for Alvin. And I think that's going to do it for Norris, the pitcher. Excuse me. Yes, that's Norris. I'm going to keep getting confused here in a moment. We'll be back at TSRNSports.com.
For UT Tyler here in Houston at HCC.
Houston Community College has partnerships with Texas A&M and the University of Texas Tyler that allow our students to earn their four-year engineering degrees either partially or fully in Houston.
HCC has a great program, wonderful teachers, small classes, amazing facilities, and I'll end up with my bachelor's degree for only $20,000.
Enroll today. For more info, visit hccs.edu/COE. Click on engineering.
Get out and enjoy the heart of Katy, just minutes from the Merrill Center. You'll find everything you need to relax and recharge with food and fun for the entire family. Enjoy the best of both worlds in the City of Champions, Katy, Texas. For more information, go to cityofkaty.com.
The next time you stay to play in Katy, stay at the Hilton Garden Inn, Houston West. And Katy,
first pitch is inside for ball one, the 1-0. Check swing, full strike, 1-1. As we're back to action here in the bottom of the eighth, a run across already for Alvin. The 0-1 pitch, breaking ball, strike call. Beautiful pitch there from Norris, who's still out there for Brookhaven. The count 1-2 to Zane Willems. Zane has been aboard due to an error. He scored a run as well. Pitch on the way, a little low, kicks up some dirt, 2-2. So Willems struck out twice. And then reached on an error and was driven in on the 3-1 home run by Ryan Benavides. 2-2 pitch. Swung on, laced in the left. Will it get down? It will. A base knock for Zane. Yes, mix those. Come on, DJ. You're doing a good job. You got to mix that. Listen, you do not have a career as a DJ at the Rock and Rodeo. Because, see, if you're a DJ at the Rock and Rodeo, you got to be able to play the country and then mix in the rap and then go back to the country. It's basically holding a guitar and dabbing at the same time. It's kind of hard to do. It's kind of like that. Runner at first, here's the pitch on bunt, pushing the bunt foul. is our man in Amsterdam, Jermaine Ward. He is 0 for 3. He'll stand and get the call from coach. Get back in the box to count 0-1. Runner at first base. Nobody out here in the bottom of the eighth. 9-6 is your score. Throw over to first is nominal. No teeth behind it. Just checking on Willems. Willems probably not going anywhere, although he looks like he might be able to pick him up, put him down a little bit. Here's the 0-1. Showing bunt. Bunt rolled back to the pitcher's mound. Not even going to check on second. Norris going to throw over and get Ward, so Ward does his job as he pulls out the sack bunt. That might be the first successful sack bunt of the day. Think so? That'll bring up Correa as Willems is down to second. And Correa, two for three. He's been on base three times. On base percentage is looking lovely right now, around 750. Scored twice. And should have a triple on his credit had it not been for second base. You hear about the turf monster when you play football. Sometimes a stripe sweep up and grab you. Second base was not Correa's friend back in the second. And at least his big brother wasn't watching. There weren't any TV cameras out of here. Here's the pitch. Oh, what a nice little slide piece there. Not a lot on it. Started in his hip pocket, ended up in his stomach for a strike. 0-1 to Correa. The pitch. Same pitch, same result. A little bit further inside this time, but 0-2. So now Norris can do pretty much anything he wants. A little heat on the outside. Come on, a little heat outside. A little two-seamer. Is that what we're thinking? Outside. They're setting up outside. And the pitch. And a little two-seamer. And I think Correa knew it was coming, so he drilled it in the right field. Runner going to be held up at third base. I think maybe everybody in the gym knew what was coming. If I can guess it, you know. If I'm guessing, you know it's right. See, he's the best opposite field hitter, you guys. What you saying? Without a doubt, he goes oppo better than the. I'm telling you, get good instruction, man. Yes, here comes Benavides. He will allow you to know. He wants you to know that he's tipping. And it looks like he's going to get the whole song in. And if you turn it off, there's going to be a mass insurrection. Timeout on the field. Going to get a new pitcher in here for Brookhaven. 9-6 the score. The Dolphins are threatening for more. An RBI single by Young Correa. Bring in Williams. Back in a moment. Now, Williams is still at third base. I'm a little preemptive here. Back in a moment on TSR.
At Don McGill Toyota of Katy, we want to be your first choice for all your Toyota needs. From sales to service, we will treat you like you deserve to be treated. With great deals being made every day, we are just a short drive from anywhere. So, whether you are in Cinco Ranch, Kane Island, Seven Meadows, or anywhere near Katy, give us a chance to earn your business. Find us online at toyotaofkaty.com, and remember,
if it's a deal you chase, an exit I-10 in Mason to Don McGill Toyota of Katy.
We have school spirit. What about you? JSC Federal Credit Union now offers CCISD mascot debit cards. Parents, students, and staff, show your school spirit with your very own mascot card. Check out www.jscfcu.org for more information on the mascot debit cards and other products and services available. JSC Federal Credit Union, home of the CCISD Visa Debit Mascot Cards.
Maaco is America's body shop. Let them turn the car you drive back into the car you love. Accidents happen, but don't give up your car. Bring it to Maaco. Locally owned and operated, our shops offer a nationwide warranty and get you back on the road and on your next adventure. Maaco makes it easy, affordable, and reliable every time. Come in for a free estimate on your paint or collision repair today. Stop by Maaco at 9350 FM 1960 Road West in Houston or visit online at MaacoHoustonWest.com to book an appointment. Better get Maaco of Northwest Houston.
The game of football parallels the game of life. Few sports require more heart, determination, and persistence. Like in life, when you're knocked down, you have to be able to get back up and try harder the next time. Unfortunately, some players have not been able to get back up due to catastrophic injury they sustained playing a game they love. Now there is help. The Gridiron Heroes Spinal Cord Injury Organization was started to provide help for these brave young men. Gridiron Heroes now needs you to lend a hand to help these young men be successful in the game of life. To learn more, contact Gridiron Heroes at 210-566-6108 or visit gridironheroes.org.
Westside Chevrolet is closing out the 2016 model year with incredible deals. Now get an additional 16% cash back off of MSRP, plus manufacturer rebates on the 2016 Malibu. That's a total discount of up to $9,000. Find new roads and save at Westside Chevrolet. Westside Chevrolet is closing out the 2016 model year with incredible deals. Now get an additional 16% cash back off of MSRP, plus manufacturer rebates on the 2016 Cruze. That's a total discount of up to $8,000. Find new roads and save at Westside Chevrolet.
We expect a lot from the teams we give our loyalty to. We expect them to play through the pain, leave it on the field, and give 110%. Even though...
Welcome back in. New pitcher on the mound for the Bears is in trouble here. Runners at the corners with one out. First pitch taken outside corner-ish to number 13, Ryan Benavides. Forgive me, good folks. I was all assuming that our catcher, Zane Williams, was going to round third and come in to score to make it 10-6, but instead he's still over there at third because he's a catcher, built for comfort. Runner at first base is Jean Correa with his third hit of the day. Been on base four times. Benavidez last time up, he hit a three-run shot. He's got two runners aboard now. The 0-1 pitch is swung on and smacked high and foul out of play. New pitcher out there for Brookhaven's, number 33, Jeremy Hammer out of Hickory Creek, Texas. So Norris lifted after 4 1/3. That's correct, 4 1/3. And I'll try to get his line here momentarily. Right now, this is Hammer on the hill for the Bears. 6'7", lets it fly outside, 1-2. 1-2 to Benavidez. Yes, Hammer, 6'7", 230. Redshirt freshman from Lake Dallas High School, Hickory Creek, Texas. It's a big fella. Yeah, 6'7" is just, you too big, man. Come on. Throw over to first, not in time. He's almost big enough to be a quarterback for the local professional football team. He'd be 6'7", make $72 million. That's all you got to do is be tall, look good in a jersey. 1-2, inside corner, and that is low, actually, towards the inside corner, 2-2. Who said something about Pokey? Who's talking about Pokey? I heard somebody talking about Pokey over. Who's talking about Pokey? Dude in the hoodie? Okay. We don't talk about that scrub team. We don't do that. Count 2-2. Not on my broadcast. You can go talk about Pokey somewhere else. Counts 2-2. Runner at first. Runner takes off. Pitch on the way. Swung on. Hit high in the air. That's going to... You got to get back. Nobody said hootie hoo. Told him to get back. Ball's caught. And the throw goes wide. He's going to get back safely. How did that happen? And the run comes in to score. That is about the most janky sacrifice fly you'll ever see. So the sacrifice fly works out to get Willems in, but nearly caught Correa. Correa was all the way to third base, was halfway to third base before he realized that there was only one out and he had to get back. So they were able to get him back to first. Willems able to come in to score that 10th run, showing off those wheels. Benavidez is fourth RBI of the ball game on the sack fly. So that was fun. And Correa back over there at first base. And now there are two outs. And Hammer lost his hat as he fires in a ball to Sean Cannell. Cannell is 1-4-4. He grounded into a double play his first at bat, knocked in a run in the third, and then back-to-back ground outs to the left side of the infield. And now he'll stand in here with two outs and a runner at first. Pitch on the way. That's a strike called right down the middle. one and one. 10, is that 10 or 11? 3, 5, that's 10. 10 to 6. We had some scoreboard issues a little earlier, trying to make sure I had my addition correct. 1-1 pitch, swung on, it's nubbed, it's going to fall in safely, and the backspin is going to take the second baseman away from any possible play. So that's an excuse me hit and run right there that worked despite the ball coming off the bat rather awkwardly. And that'll bring up Akari Gale. So it'll be a base hit as Correa safe at second. Sean Cannell's second hit. I think I can do that. Now, this is the thing. That would be as good as it gets for me. I'd be over there dancing if I'd have got that one. I'd be still. Gotta get it, man. So Hammer having a chat here is Bakari Gale getting some words of wisdom from Coach Ellis. Coach Ellis in his 12th year coaching baseball. Again, the most magnificent boiler you'll see in NJCAA action. Over there at third, two Dolphins aboard. Bakari Gale yet to get on the board. And he takes a breaking ball that nearly found the inside corner. Hammer a little upset with himself. Perhaps with a more liberal umpire, he would have picked up the strike. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Swung on, yanked down the line, foul. And Gale just hard on himself. Don't concuss yourself, young man. It's all right. It's game one. A little angry self-talk. Couple of smacks to the helmet with the bat. Count 1-1 to Gale, yet to get himself a hit. 0-4, batting in the four hole. 1-1. And strike caught, ball almost hit him. It literally seemed like it nicked a little bit of his helmet as it came across, and he's having words with the umpire. Gale down 1-2. If he takes a close pitch here, he's going to get punched out. Any takers? Here's the 1-2. Swung on it and in the left field. That's going to be a base hit for Gale. Runner being waved around. Bakari has his first RBI single on the year. Now, I think he knew he had to swing at that, too, because he wasn't getting the call. So Correa comes in to score for the third time today. That'll bring up Almaguer. Sean Cannell to second. And your score now 11-6. Here's the pitch. Too high. 1-0. So the pitching change came after Norris got Jermaine Ward. Here's the pitch. That's too high. Ball two. Hammers come on in relief of the reliever. The Dolphins have found 8 runs here in the last 3 innings. 8 of their 11 have come since the beginning of the 6th. We're in the bottom of the 8th, the 2-0. Check swing, full strike. 2-1. Every time somebody check swings at a fat pitch, a hitter loses its wings. Had a bunch of guys up here go, oh, when he took that pitch. Here's a 2-1. And here it is again. Well, he's got that little breaking ball. Not sure it would break any glass, but it's breaking the strike zone. 2-2 now. 2 outs. Couple of checks. Here's the pitch. That hit him in the back. He hit Almaguer in the back. And now the bases are loaded. And that means it's time for some Troy Alexander. Troy's already gone deep once today. And he is also the ninth Dolphin to bat here in the inning. So the Alvin Dolphins waited until late to have their offense awakened. And now the bases are chucked. You got flippers everywhere. Hammer comes set, checks the runners. Here's the pitch. Inside. Ball one. That home run that Alexander hit might still be traveling. Everybody just stopped when thought somebody got hurt. Yeah, the ball got hurt. Here comes the 1-0. That's too tall, 2-0. Did somebody smelled a fastball? Who smelled a fastball? He said, oh, my God. I like being around guys that know what they're looking at because it's funny to watch you guys react to stuff in real time. Count 2-0. Bases loaded. Troy Alexander, it's been a long time since he gave that first run up. 2-0 pitch. Swung on, and that thing is on Highway 6. It's gone. A grand slam for Troy Alexander. Alex Massey can't believe it out there in right field. He got, oh my goodness, there's a blue pavilion where they play basketball way out there, and I think he got close to that. That's a 600-foot shot. Oh, my goodness. It's gone. In the stunned silence here in the crowd. They can't believe what they just saw. And Hammer will be removed as the score now is 15-6. Timeout on the field. Back in a moment on TSRN.
I hate my job,
but I don't mind getting up in the morning.
I dread each day,
but I can't wait to get out of bed.
You ask me why,
and what I'll say to you is true. Well, you can get breakfast tacos at Rudy's Barbecue. Scrambled eggs and brisket, they ain't fooling around. Salsa draps, son, they're the best in town.
Barbecue for breakfast, yes, it's true.
Put a smile on your morning at Rudy's Barbecue.
Need a new computer or network equipment right now and at a great price? Go to Altex Computers and Electronics, located on 290 West at West Street in Jersey Village. From individual parts to complete systems, networking components to thousands of cables, connectors to backup power protection, Altex meets your need. If your computer or notebook needs an upgrade or repair, Altex has great techs that can get you back up and running fast. Altex has what you need when you need it. Altex, 290 West at West Street in Jersey Village, or online at altex.com.
TSRN and Houston 5A Baseball. The two biggest, most popular, and the best in promoting the national pastime are teamed up again to bring you the most exciting season of high school and college baseball yet. With Houston 5A Baseball, you get the latest news, scores, Houston game stories, pictures, and more. Plus, on game night, TSRN provides exclusive play-by-play coverage from around the greater Houston area and Texas. Don't miss a single pitch, inning, or game this season. Go ahead, improve your game with both Houston 5A Baseball and TSRN. It's like you're in the game.
Toyota Thought is on at Joe Myers Toyota. Lease a new 2017 Corolla for only $99 a month. New 2017 Camry LEs for only $139 a month. New 2017 Tacoma Access Cab SRs for only $129 a month. New 2016 Tundra Double Cab SRs for only $199 a month. And new 2017 RAV4 LEs for only $169 a month. All require a 24-month lease. We're one of Toyota's top 20 selling dealers in the country because price makes a difference at Joe Myers Toyota on Highway 290, exit Eldridge.
Smart buyers shop Joe Myers.
For details, visit joemyerstoyota.com.
One box combo, please.
At Raising Cane's, we do one thing, and we do it better than anyone else. So why not let our food do the talking? We hand mix our sauce in our restaurants every day, and our chicken is...
New pitcher on the field right now. Oh, my goodness. I just saw a replay of that joint. First pitch from the new pitchers in there for a ball to Cuevas, Eric Cuevas. 1-0, a grand slam home run for Troy Alexander. There's a swing and a ground ball. Kicks up high. He lost it. Picks it up. Won't have a play. It'll be an E5, but that's an unfortunate E5 right there. As you could see, that funky hop it took right when it got to Hauser, the third baseman. And as it popped up, it got the top of his glove, and then he didn't know which way the ball went. So once he found it, it was too late. But it shall be an E5, and the inning will continue with Zane Williams. A four-run homer. Goodness gracious, that home run that Alexander hit is going to be the talk of the town here. Here's a breaking ball in there for a strike to Zane Williams. 0-1. That'll give Alexander six RBI for the day, as that was his second home run. The 0-1 pitch, breaking ball misses, 1-1. We were just talking about fat pitches getting murked and faces made. And the first pitch he got, I think everyone thought that was going to be the best one he was going to get. And then he got a fatter one. Here's the 0-1. Swing and a miss, 0-2. A 1-2, rather. So your score 15-6 is a runner at first. Ostensibly, if Allen could chase him in. Actually, I think this already should have been Blouses after that home run. Now that I think about it, here's the 1-2 pitch. Check swing, no swing, 2-2. What are we, 10 after 5 and 8 after, was it 10 after 5 and 8 after 8? I forget my rule. I got to check my rules here. 2-2 is the count, two outs. We haven't got the 10 runs yet. Pitch on the way, swung on in the center field. Will it get down? It will get down. A base hit for Willems. Willems, after striking out in his first two at-bats, he reached on an error and now two hits. That'll bring up Jermaine Ward with two on and two out. So I think they'll let Ward swing it here. I can't dance, man. I can't. I don't even try anymore. Haven't been able to dance since they ran MC Hammer out the game. Hey, Hammer used to get it done, man. Try to tell you. You better not say nothing about him either. You can try to go to Oakland. It's a bad move. Mm-mm. One time for the Hammer Man. Shoot. 15-6 your score. Ward at the plate with two aboard and two out. Here's the pitch. Taken for a strike. Nice pitch right there from Rodriguez. Gustavo Rodriguez out of Barranquitas, Puerto Rico. Plano Senior High School. 5'10", 150-pound freshman. Trying to get the Bears out of this inning. Barranquitas. The 0-1. Swung on, and that's going to get the short, easy little underhand of second for one. And that's all they need. So Ward into a fielder's choice as Willems becomes the second out. He goes down 6-4. The third out, rather. He goes down 6-4, and that'll end the inning. Everybody plus three comes to bat for the Dolphins, and they will go to the top of the ninth. It is last chance saloon here for Brookhaven. All they need is nine to keep it going. Back in a moment on TSR.
Get out and enjoy the heart of Katy in historic downtown Katy, Texas. You'll find everything you need to relax and recharge with food and fun for the entire family. Enjoy the best of both worlds in the City of Champions, Katy, Texas. For more information, go to cityofkaty.com. The next time you stay to play in Katy, Texas, plan your stay at the Spring Hill Suites by Marriott at Katy Mills Mall. Call 281-644-4455. The City of Katy, home of champions.
High school sports fans, Vibe Houston High School Sports Magazine is your one source for all of your local high school sports information. Vibe is the only publication completely dedicated to high school sports, and it's absolutely free. You can pick up your Vibe magazine at local selected Kroger and TimeWise stores or at all Freddy locations, or go to VibeHouston.com for a location near you. And to check out Vibe for online, up-to-the-minute features, videos, and rankings. Vibe Houston High School Sports Magazine, completely dedicated to your
kids, your schools, and your community. Mike, we're in the game.
One more inning, a half inning rather, to go here from Alvin, as your score is 15-6. Swung on and fouled off, 0-2 now, as Bedavian is ahead in the count on Carlos Reyes Jr. Pitch on the way, strike called. And Reyes has something to say about it. Think he might be of a mind that old Blue's ready to get about you. And that was a little, looked a little low and outside. Pitch on the way, swing and a miss. Swung on, fouled back. Count 0-2. Anthony Orta takes a ball. 1-2, Orta. Grounded out, struck out, single, then grounded into a double play. Here comes the 1-2 pitch. That misses, 2-2. Pitch on the way, swung on and fouled back. Pitch on the way outside, 3-2. Top of the ninth inning. Allen trailed early. They come all the way back. Ground ball off of the glove of Bedavian. What a great job to get to it there. The throw is in time, a little low, but it's dug out there by Almaguer. Ward got there in plenty of time, made a fantastic play. So this is it here for the Bears. 6-3 on that last put out of Orta. Colin Miner swings the first pitch he sees. Chopper to third. Cuevas has it. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is your ball game. It is a celebration. Dolphin fans, enjoy yourselves. A 15-6 win in the first ball game of the season. 15 runs, 12 hits and an error. 6 runs, 15 hits, and 4 errors for Brookhaven. And that is going to probably be one of the things that Coach Raines is going to want to discuss in their postgame. Your winning pitcher will be Trent Shoulders. Trent Shoulders out in relief will be your winning pitcher. He went 3 innings. He gave up an earned run on 6 hits in the ball game. He's your winner. Your loser is going to be Doug Palmer. Oh, forgive me. Your loser is going to be Norris. Ball, looks. I think they were up when Palmer went out of the ball game. As I'm looking here. Yeah, your loser is going to be Palmer. No one gets to save. Your player of the game is going to be Troy Alexander. Troy goes, he has 2 hits on the day. He ends up 2-for-3. He reached on an error. He scored three times. He hit two home runs, one of them a grand slam with six RBI and three runs scored. So Troy Alexander, the left fielder, is your player of the game. Your final 15-6. Good folks, thank you all so much for hanging out with us here on a Friday afternoon. And we will see you again. We got the Tournament of Champions coming up here next in the next couple of weeks. So make sure that you're ready for that. Gonna be a great JUCO season right here on TSRNSports.com. Again, your final from Alvin. The Alvin Dolphins win it 15-6 over the Brookhaven Bears in 9 innings. Big game for Troy Alexander. A couple of homers to his credit. He had 2 of the 4 home runs hit by the Dolphins here today. Good folks, thank y'all for listening to us. For Lynn Michaels, for Miss T, for Nathan, and Ryan back at the mothership. My name is Adrian Holden. If you just need more of me in your life, first off, I'm sorry. Secondly, I'm about to head over to Dickinson High School for some high school basketball. That'll be going on tonight at 7 o'clock. So we'll have some high school hoops right here on the Texas Sports Radio Network. Check your local listings over there at the website. Thanks for checking us out. We'll see you next time on TSRNSports.com.
Brought to you by Mainly Sandwiches. Franchises are now available. Call 713-942-2150.
Don McGill Toyota, Katy. Who will? Don McGill will. Rudy's Barbecue, Country Store and Barbecue, next in line. Octane Energy Drink, the ultimate all-in-one energy drink mix. The United States Marine Corps, the few, the proud, the Marines. Joe Myers Toyota. Where smart buyers shop Joe Myers. Earl Campbell Sausage, a true Texas legend, takes them home tonight. Westside Chevrolet, the smart way to buy is at Westside Chevy. Domino's Pizza, oh yes we did. Altex Electronics, what you need when you need it. Barcelona Sporting Goods, your athletic outfitters since 1956. TSRN Social Networks, tweet, text, and Facebook, and get TSRN notifications. Associated Credit Union of Texas. Saving, checking, loans, we've got that. Red Haas Nissan on 249. We've got it all in Tomball. Economic Alliance of the Houston-Port Region. Setting economies in motion. TSRN on the go. Download TSRN smartphone app and take TSRN everywhere you are. On the go. And by the Texas Sports Network and its affiliated companies. TSN. TSRN. TSRN the Deuce. The Premium Channel, and TSRN TV. We didn't invent sports broadcasting. We make it better.
This is Texas Sports on the Texas Sports Radio Network.